Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of the Tiltcast. This is episode number 87, Chodeling.
In this episode, we're going to be talking about Diablo 3, Doom 3 BFG news, Walking Dead Minecraft, and some real-life zombie outbreaks. Stay tuned. And welcome back. This is Holly. Hello. To my left, we have Justin.
Hey, what's up?
In front of me, we have Trent.
Hi.
And then to the left, we've got Vicky.
Yay.
Actually, Victoria is what I was going to call her. Yeah.
Victoria.
Victoria. Thugtoria.
Yeah. No, Queen Victoria.
What about Thugtoria?
Or Queenie.
Feels like it's been so long since I've done this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what I'm doing anymore.
Yeah. That's what she said.
What?
That's what she said. That's what she said, but I put an emphasis on a different syllable there for you.
Emphasis? What are you? You trying to say molasses?
No, nope, emphasis.
It's an emphasis. Jesus Christ. All right, Billy Bob.
That's cute.
So, Justin.
Mm-hmm.
What have you been doing?
Well, it was Memorial Day.
Yeah?
So, which I was going to go drinking with a buddy of mine from work. That didn't happen. Played phone tag for 2 hours. I was like, fuck it, I'm playing Diablo. So I did some of that. And then Saturday, I did a lot more of that. And then Sunday, I did a whole lot more of that. And then I got a roast and made that. And then Monday, you called me up.
At the last second.
At the very last second. And said, like 25 minutes before Men in Black 3 started. And you're like, hey, Justin, you want to go see Men in Black? I was like, when does it start? You're like,
11:55.
Yeah, which was like, it was 11:30 at that point. And I was like, well, I've just gotten up, I got shorts on and a t-shirt, and I've sort of combed my hair, I guess I can go right now. And I kind of wanted to see it, so I was like, fuck it. And you're like, it's cheap. I was like, yeah. How much is it? You're like, $5 or something like that.
Yeah, it was $5. That's like, anytime you go before noon, it's $5, unless you go on a weekend.
So I was like, that sounds like a really good idea for $5. And so I went. And wasn't bad.
Yeah.
It's not Men in Black 1, but it's definitely not Men in Black 2.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Josh Brolin is a pretty decent actor.
Yeah, he is.
And I thought I'd get really annoyed with him being Tommy Lee, as young Tommy Lee.
It was actually really good, but then he also had a different personality as well. So.
Well, they kind of go into that with the movie, but.
Yeah.
Like the whole change.
Yeah.
But, which they pull off pretty well. But.
I still, like, I've had a few people tell me, or I saw on the internet or something, that people were confused by the ending of it, though, which I don't understand.
I wasn't confused at all.
Yeah, neither was I, but I think I know what they were confused with.
Well, I guess we won't bring that up since it's a new movie.
I won't do that, but.
It's not that hard to comprehend.
Really?
Lady Gaga is in it, but only for a second.
She's an alien?
Kind of, yeah.
That's what I figured.
She was on the. They go into headquarters. She's on a screen. She has no lines. Somebody just did a moving headshot of her for like 12 seconds or something.
Oh, I didn't notice it.
Yeah. I looked at it, and then it had something underneath, I think, that said Lady Gaga, where I just recognized her because she looks like Lady Gaga. But, yeah, she was in it, but it wasn't that big of a deal.
Yeah.
Other than that, I mean, there's still some parts of it that were charming and endearing. Some of the jokes were pretty funny. Some of it was kind of retarded.
Some of it was kind of sad.
Some of it was kind of sad. Yeah,
like,
I agree.
Like Avengers sad or
No, sad well, sad. Avengers is kind of mainstreamy. It ended on a high note.
But I mean, you know what I'm talking about. It was sad.
Maybe. Yeah.
Maybe.
No, it was sadder than that. Sadder than that?
Okay.
Oh, way sadder.
Okay.
Way sadder.
Hold on. I don't remember anything in the Avengers being sad, though.
I'm not going to say it on the air.
We'll tell you a break.
Is that the old.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah,
there we go.
Had to act that one.
That was sad. I forgot about that.
That was sad, but it wasn't as sad as.
Yeah, he got the joke.
It wasn't as sad as the sad part in Men in Black.
Yeah, not nearly.
They kind of tied some things together pretty neatly.
Yeah,
it wasn't bad.
Did Will Smith punch anybody?
Obviously, and there's a lot of Will Smith lines, and Will Smith's Will Smith. I mean, you can't go wrong with Will Smith most of the time.
Yeah.
Unless it's that, what was that, Wild Wild West that he was in?
Oh, with with Kenneth Branagh.
Yeah,
I liked Wild Wild West. Yeah, I can't name one Will Smith movie that I don't
like. It's not that horrible, it's just, it's cool. You don't go into it expecting, like, oh, hey, this is going to be awesome. No, you go into it expecting it to suck.
It's like a drunken Netflix night kind of thing.
Yeah, basically, yeah. It's the kind of thing that you and the girlfriend put on, but you end up fucking halfway through.
So, yeah. Like, I never see the ending of it. Oh, I'm always getting it in, right at the end there,
right when the spider bot comes out. I'm usually like tapping the ass.
Spider robots, they really get me going.
Yeah.
Spider bots.
Yeah. I love Will Smith.
Oh, and Kevin Klein, though. I forgot he's in that. I watched it for Kevin Klein.
Well, like Kevin Klein's Klein. Good, but.
Yeah, it's a great actor.
I watched it for Will Smith.
With me.
I love Will Smith.
I also.
I just watched I Am Legend again last night, too.
I like everything about that except for the Dark Seekers. I'm not a big fan of that.
I didn't like the ending. I like the alternate ending.
Well, yeah, the alternate ending is pretty good.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Did you watch the animated. Like the little animated shorts that they had.
I think I watched it years ago. Yeah, because I have when it first came out, I got the DVD that had a bunch of the stuff on it. I think those were on it. And I watched it, and I was like, okay, that's not bad. But it came with the alternate ending, so because there were two different ending versions.
And I got the one that had the alternate ending.
Yeah, in the alternate ending, he survives. Yeah.
Well, I would assume.
Well, in the book, he survives, but the book is, like, completely different.
Yeah, completely
really?
Different.
I never read the book.
Like, the Darkseekers can talk. The
Darkseekers are basically vampires.
Yeah. And his wife and kid
well,
are
yeah,
one of them.
I know that, but
they
that's...
sit outside his house and chant his name at night, trying to get him to come outside.
Yeah, they sit there. They verbally abuse him at night in books.
Trying to get him to come outside so they can attack him.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, that's the kind of hell he deals with for how many years? Like
12 years or something crazy like
that. Yeah, but didn't they picked up the book long after everything had happened. They showed flashbacks of what happened to his family, but
they changed the virus. They changed what it does with the Dark
Seekers.
They changed that.
This book was from a long time ago.
Well, in the book, it ends where he's in, like, basically the world's been taken over by the Dark Seekers.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah.
And they're the new society, and they're convicting him of crimes. Like, he's a vampire.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. That's
so
just that
not,
much.
So they're not zombies like they
No, they're
of
no. completely intelligent.
They're actually intelligent, but they convict him of crimes against them once they become the majority rule and now they're in charge. They
It's like that whole Planet of the Apes thing, like they're the majority
and all that.
Okay. So they're not like because in obviously
they're not
the movie,
they're mindless
they're
killers.
They're zombies.
Well, no, they're not actually mindless in the movie either. They can't talk, but they show that they the one thing that pissed me off in the movie is
the alpha
is that he never made the connection until, like, way later. Actually, in one edit of the movie, he never even makes a connection of why he wanted the girl back. It's completely just oblivious to him that they actually... Because, you know, the girl that he takes to try and cure...
The one that he ends up...
That he ends up actually curing, but he stops it and gives her back. There's one version where he's just, like, talks about how mindless they are and how whatever. But they never have that you know, that 180 where he, at the very end where he realizes, oh, wait, no... They do understand. They do have to. They one of the edits, they totally fucked that up and didn't even put it in there, and it pissed me off.
But, I mean, the movie as a whole, I mean, I like the way the environment looked. I like the setting. I like Will Smith acting on pure monologue for most of the movie.
Yeah.
I mean, that part was fantastic.
I love the Shrek part.
Oh, yeah.
I like the Shrek part. I like when he goes in the movie store a lot.
And he's talking to
the
mannequin.
Yeah, Fred.
Sad I remember his name. But yeah, Fred. But what pissed me off was that the Dark Seekers were CGI.
Does the dog still die in the book, too?
Yes. Yeah.
But the Dark Seekers being CGI is what pissed me off.
It's not so much the CGI. It's just the way the CGI... What pissed me off is when you saw glimpses of them...
Mm-hmm.
I didn't mind it. It's when the jaws like got real elongated and everything else. And
looked cartoony.
It looked more like the Mummy Returns kind of CGI.
Something really gay like that.
Yeah, it was
when it did
that
the close-ups of the Darkseekers and the way they moved was too CGI, really.
Mm-hmm.
Like a little too fast, a little like it came off as too fake.
That's what.
But
I
that scene when he goes in the building and you just see them all breathing real heavy.
That
was cool as shit.
Yeah, when they're in the dark room, they're breathing really quick. And the one thing that pissed me off was in the previews. I showed the scene where he's sitting there and he's got like three of them around him and they start hissing at him. That's not in the theatrical version. It's only in the alternate ending where he actually has them all around him and they start doing that. That was cool, and it said a lot more in that final scene, the alternate version, than the theatrical one said. It's like, let's not let people think about it, let's just have them die. And the other two people get away, and they have a cure.
Well, see, in the book, too, he finds a girl, like, in a graveyard.
No.
and finds out that she's a dark seeker later on. But he's like, oh, another person. Yay. Wow. And it's not a human like it is in the movie.
If you want to see a really good one, I Am Omega, which is actually I Am Legend. It's a 1970s version of it, or 80s.
No, isn't it Omega Man?
No, it's I Am Omega.
Is it?
Yeah, or Omega Man. That did have two titles, but it's Charlton Heston. Yeah. And it's funny because all the Dark Seekers are like Andy Warhol wannabes. They all have black guys with white powder wigs on. They're like poofed out and shit. They're all dressed like mimes.
In Men in Black 3, they had Andy Warhol, and that was, or well.
Somebody Andy who was Warhol. Supposed to be Andy Warhol.
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing.
And that was kind of funny. Mm-hmm. I really liked he wasn't a kid, but he kind of acted like a kid. What was his name? The one that could tell the future.
Oh, yeah. I don't remember his name, but.
He was funny. He got a little annoying, but he was funny.
Nice. But you should watch I Am Omega. It's funny to watch them all with their little black robes and white wigs on.
They look production like an values army. On the production values on it are not so great.
They look like an army of like Bashan Frees like running out.
Some parts of it though I think are actually more tense in that movie than they were in I Am Legend, which is kind of surprising.
Well, Charlton Heston, I mean, he's like the father of tension. Watch Planet of the Apes and try and carefully peel an egg at the same time. It doesn't happen.
So. Carefully peel an egg.
He's like, it's your goddamn egg. You're like, oh, shit.
Damn dirty egg.
Yeah, you damn dirty egg. No, get your paws off me, you damn dirty egg.
Those are the days.
I miss those types of movies.
With stage acting?
They blew it up. Yeah, you bastards. Anyway.
So what have you been up to, Trent?
Nothing really. Working.
Yeah.
Played some Minecraft. Lots of Minecraft. Yeah.
Saw your tower.
Oh, my penis?
Mm-hmm. your slender.
That doesn't even look like a penis. It's just I decided to make a tower because I was getting lost when I would go like a little further away. So I made this tower full of lava because the lava shines pretty damn bright, brighter than torches actually because it's all condensed. And I can actually see the light from a decent distance while I'm out doing crap. And if I'm digging downward and I kind of don't know where the fuck I am, I can just look up and see it and I know, okay, that way's home. Because I haven't made a compass yet, because I need to go off and I need to get a hold of...
Paper.
No, I already have paper. I have all the ingredients.
So you need the redstone.
No. I need to enchant a pickaxe to be able to soft touch, to let me pull, redstone out without breaking it.
You just need an iron pickaxe.
I tried it with an iron pickaxe. It breaks it.
It does break it.
I need to do it and then turn into dust. I need the enchanted pickaxe anyways for certain things, so...
All it does is just make it tougher.
I'm putting it off a little bit, but I need the pickaxe anyway, so that's kind of why the enchanted one.
See, I don't think you can do that on the 360 one. Hmm. I don't think there's any enchanting.
Yeah, you probably can.
No, it's enchanting came out with the latest release.
They didn't put on that.
No, the version for 360 is last year's version of Minecraft.
Hmm.
And they're actually calling it like the 360 edition. So what they're doing with it is it's going to have kind of it's like they're getting ready to release the Adventure Pack, which is what they did with the PC version. And it'll be the version that like has NPCs and villages and things like that that spawn out in the world. And so you'll start running into non-playable characters.
Really weird people with giant noses.
So
I wish I could change my outfit.
Oh, God. I'm such a girl.
Well, you could just put armor on.
Yeah. I'm just going to make a diamond... Just diamond armor now.
That's what I've been doing.
That's what I'll do.
I'm running out of diamond, though.
Thanks to Moon. I'm not.
We can talk about that
very,
in a minute.
Very abundant supply of diamonds.
Nice.
So, just Minecraft?
Yeah. No, I was playing some Minecraft and a few things. Let me recall really quick.
Yeah, the game with zombies in it?
Huh?
Dead Island?
Oh, yeah. I went back through Dead Island on PC. I forgot about that. And I just ran through a regular campaign. And, just had fun with it. Then I started jumping all over Minecraft. Just kind of doing things I want to do before Max Payne comes out. So, and...
It's not just you that's waiting on that. I've been listening to a lot of casts, and there's a lot of people that are actually waiting for it on PC.
Yeah, because we wanted it on PC. So.
And it looks good on 360. I rented it and kept forgetting to return it. And then I realized with Redbox, you only get disc one. And I looked it up on the internet, and there's a big fuss about it for people who really want to get Max Payne. And so through Redbox, you can only get disc one, which has the multiplayer and a chunk of the single player, but not enough. So
yeah,
you get to the really good part, and then...
And that happened to Andrew. Andrew was furious.
I don't blame him.
Where the fuck is disc 2?
Yeah, and then he found out he can't rent it.
Yeah.
I didn't get that mad because I'd already bought it whenever I rented it. I didn't even mention it to you because I completely was just like, whatever. Because I bought it, so I rented it after I bought it for PC, and I was playing it on Xbox, and I got to, the first time I was playing it, I just sat down when I got home from work and just started playing it and played it till about 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock at night, and I hit the end of the disc. And I like looked at the disc case. I was like, "There's no disc 2." I was like, "Oh fuck it, I gotta go to bed anyway."
And I was wondering if maybe it was. I know how a lot of movies used to do like flip sides, mm-hmm. where you just flip it over, and then it would work perfectly fine. But
definitely not with this version.
Nope.
I've never seen an Xbox game that does that.
Well, no, I'm talking about movies.
Yeah.
But I thought maybe.
Well, it's like my lethal weapon collection. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
All four movies, one pack, are both.
Double disc.
Yeah, double disc that you flip over. It says, like, Lethal Weapon 1, Lethal Weapon 2, Director's Cut, Lethal Weapon, Director's Cut. I'm like, fuck yeah, Jet Li Director's Cut.
That's how my Blade Runner is, too. On the back side's the Director's Cut.
Like, my Amityville Horror is that way. Whenever I bought the...
Which Amityville Horror?
No, the original.
Okay.
With Brolin. But whenever I purchased Blade Runner, the Director's Cut, the new ones that they put out, I got the one that was, like, had the full... uncut version as well as all the extra shit, and that was actually a flip, which pissed me off because I'm like, you know what, I just spent $25 buying this director's cut and it's one fucking disc that's double sided. Could they not be fucking cheaper? Everything else you buy.
That's how I felt about Blade Runner.
Well, that's what I'm talking about is when I bought Blade Runner. I
thought you were talking about Amityville.
No. Amityville I was fine with. I was like, who cares about that?
Yeah, I spent a shitload of money on that too when it came out.
It was like $25-$30.
Yeah, they made a real big deal about the director's cut.
There's five different versions.
Yeah, and I was like, I'm going to get that.
Yeah.
And then flip it over. Really? That's what I got to do? I got to flip it over? I don't get a separate disc?
Yeah, I went to the store.
They expect me to put this in a sleeve with all my DVDs like some fucking...
Yeah.
Hobo?
It's like, my girlfriend and I were laying in bed, like, watching TV, and I remembered, oh, shit, that Blade Runner came out, you know, just this week, you know, I was in school at the time, so we got out of bed and went to Walmart, because it was right down the street, you know, and we went in there, I bought it, and I was so amped, I was like, we're going to watch it, like, you know, so she's like, all right, because she'd never seen Blade Runner. I get home, I open it up, and I'm just sitting there in front of the TV, and I'm like, fuck! And she's like, what? I was like, it's fucking cheap. It's a flip disc. It's like even my Terminator 2 has like three fucking discs to it, you know. And one of them is just an interactive CD that just shows you cool stuff. It doesn't do anything else.
And you remember those, like, when you get a DVD and it always have like, put it in your computer for interactive features.
Oh my god!
Yeah, I
love
that.
What? Yeah. Yes, I was like, yeah, I can watch a music video or something.
Yeah, you can watch one music video because that's all they can fit on it.
Well, it's like I got like Star Wars, the 1, 2, and 3, well, the originals.
Yeah.
And got it and had the collector's edition. It's like, you can plug it into your CD-ROM. And I thought that was so fucking cool on like an 18-inch monitor or whatever.
You just click buttons, it makes Wookiee sound. You're like, oh, that's awesome.
You know, so. It was the animated menus. And
Well, it's like my Aliens. Okay, I have the quadrilogy. No, sorry, I actually have the trilogy. I didn't buy the quadrilogy because Aliens Resurrection is shit. But Aliens 1, 2, and 3 are the greatest movies ever made. And those, they might be slim case, but they're all director's cut, really nice, single-sided DVDs with cool animated menus and stuff and extras. And I'm like, that's fucking awesome. Had I purchased that and it was two double discs, or one double disc and a regular one, I would have fucking been pissed. So you don't sell shit like that, especially Blade Runner. You don't do that to Blade Runner.
You don't sell that to sci-fi nerds that way. You got to package the shit out of it.
Yeah. It's like, I want to buy that Star Wars collection, though. It comes with the new ones. It's the remastered and all that. I kind of want to buy it, but at the same time, I'd rather almost just go ahead and hunt down the originals on DVD when they first got released.
Didn't they get released on the Laserdisc at one point?
Oh, yeah, those were out on Laserdisc a long time ago, along with Tron.
Tron 1.
Yeah, Tron 1, yeah, not the new one.
Which was good.
I kind of want a Laserdisc player.
Actually, I know a chick who has like over 500 laser discs.
They're so big.
Yeah, they're like records, and she has like.
Yeah, that was 500. That was
I've
a,
never
that
seen
was,
one.
That was how I saw Predator 1 the first time.
Vintage Stock used to carry those the local used CD store and game store. They
They're affiliates with. Well, no, I can't remember the name.
Yeah.
Never mind.
But anyways, they used to carry laser discs over by the vinyls because I go vinyl shopping up there.
Yeah, they used to have stuff like by the. Discs. Well, I used to have a shitload of them, too.
Mm-hmm.
They're hard to find as hard as hell to find. You can't even find them in pawn shops.
They're not even that expensive when you do find them, because there's not a huge lot of people. Because I've seen them for sale. Like, I know certain ones, like Tron, go for a lot of money, like a decent amount of cash. Ghostbusters, you know, big titles like that go for decent cash. But if you buy something like Starman with Jeff Bridges, it's, which is still a really good sci-fi movie.
Yeah, it's alright.
Well, they made a TV series out of it that really sucked ass, but the movie was pretty good. Yeah.
So anything else?
I'm trying to think what else.
We started talking about special editions.
Yeah, I grabbed Chronicles, or Chronicle. I haven't watched it yet.
Ooh. It's good.
Thank you for ruining it. I was hoping it would suck.
No, it's good.
No, I gotta watch it. Hopefully it's not total shit. So.
Vintage Stock, other places is called Movie Trading Company.
Movie Trading Company?
Yeah.
Nice.
Unless they got bought out.
No, that's, no, I mean, Steve, like, if you go to Dallas, yeah, or Austin, like, I know in Texas it's Movie Trading Company. They don't have Vintage Stocks.
Yeah.
But it's the same thing.
Yeah, the same guy still owns it. And when I served for the security company, we did that, there's their security. And they have, they're still called Vintage Stock, like, up in Missouri.
Yeah, I was going to say Missouri. And
Arkansas,
also,
I think.
Kansas, too.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, they're still called it there. Down in Texas, they probably just changed the name, because there was probably something already in the market that was close to it, like, yeah, a wine store or something. So,
Makes sense.
Either way, other than that, that Rwandan preacher minister,
yeah,
that I was in the website for, invited me to go to Africa. And
so,
yeah, I'm going to go. I just don't know when. I just have to decide and make time and money for it. It's pretty much all expense paid, since I'll be his photographer. But as soon as I got done talking to him, I went to my office and I put Toto, Africa. I missed the race. And I made a decision. If I do go, I'm taking my cell phone with me, and I'm going to be riding in the back of the Land Rover with the zebras running beside me, lip-syncing to Africa, and I'm going to post it on Facebook. So, and I'm going to go and hug a giraffe. So,
should also introduce him to African Child, you know, Alice Snow. The good one from Get Him to the Greek. Please.
Why do we have him on the show?
I don't know.
I hate you. I love that.
I watched Get Him to the Greek for like 20 minutes, and then I started jacking off because I wasn't interested anymore. So.
Why do you think I've procrastinated on asking him what he's been doing?
The three-way scene was kind of funny, but other than that, I just...
It's hilarious.
It's like,
I love that movie.
It's like... What's his, Russell Brand or whatever?
Yeah.
Is trying to, like, he convinces Jonah and his wife that they need to have a three-way with him to solve their problems. And he's sitting there trying to, like, educate them, and he's telling them what to do and stuff. It's just one of the most awkward things you've ever seen. You're like, wow.
I did like the movie.
It's fun. Yeah, see?
It's like, I hate Russell Brand because, one, he got cast to play Arthur in the Arthur remake, and you do not remake a Dudley Moore movie like Brendan Fraser did.
Arthur was great.
Fucking,
I liked it.
The new one?
Yeah, I liked it. It's
I watched it. The only thing I liked was the butler chick reprising the role, which was okay. She did a good job because she's in the movie Red with Bruce Willis, and she plays a professional killer sniper.
I love
and
that.
And she's
movie.
Actually funny in that, and she's funny in this one, too.
That's the one with John Malkovich, isn't it?
Yeah, it's great cast. John Malkovich, yeah. Morgan Freeman, Bruce Willis, all playing retired assassins from the same team.
And he has his teddy, like he's got like a teddy.
No,
bear.
He's got a piggy. He's
piggy,
got a pig.
Piggy,
and he's constantly gone on his like when the John Malkovich, he has to get the whole Bruce Willis has to get the whole team back together because they're retired, but now they've been labeled extremely dangerous. So the agency's going off killing all their ex spies and stuff. And John Malkovich is a total fucking psychotic, crazy, you know, and Bruce Willis is explaining to this girl with him. He's like, for years he thought he was the subject of a government testing, you know, and stuff, and then he found out he actually was. They were slipping him strong doses of LSD every day. Okay. So she's like, oh, well, then that explains a lot. He looks good for considering. And when he finally figures out he is being hunted, he says, I gotta get the pig. And then they show him walking around with his pig throughout the entire
like,
time.
What?
You're like, what the fuck's the pig? And finally he rips a fucking grenade launcher out of the pig and shoots it up in the air. And and lands on a guy, then he turns around and Bruce Willis takes it and baseball bats a grenade right back at somebody.
I love the pig.
Really fucking funny movie.
Surprised I never saw this.
It came out the other year. It's really good.
Yeah.
The other year?
Yeah, you know, it's like last year.
It was like a year, yeah.
Yeah.
I think I remember that.
So what have you been doing?
Oh.
Victoria.
Well, been a pretty good week, but basically started drinking on Friday night, and we're going on like 5 days now. But
you're not drinking today.
Oh, I'm still feeling it from yesterday.
This is so with wine.
Yeah. Wine's for old ladies. And when I run out of everything else,
last time we were here, I had a fucking, like...
I know.
I had a styrofoam cup full of wine.
Yeah.
Stuff I drink melts styrofoam
cups.
That's
because she's a closet drunk.
Oh, yeah. It's classy. Yeah. Keeps a pinky up on that styrofoam sonic cup.
Did I?
No,
did
I'm kidding.
No. I do that.
That's what you do when you're drinking wine, though. You can tell what you're drinking out of it. But basically, you had a crawfish boil on Saturday. Kind of weird. I hadn't really eaten them before, but we had 30 pounds of them.
Local caught?
No. Driven in from Louisiana.
Ah, nice.
Yeah, place in town. You can get all sorts of crazy food, like
A-Bears. You talking about that place over there of 71st and Lewis?
I think A-Bears or whatever.
Yeah, it's right across from the hotel.
Kenton got them, so I'm not sure exactly.
That's got to be it. It's hella expensive, though.
It was over $100, but we got 15 gallons of boiling water and dumped them in there, and they were screaming. Nice. And we were cheering. Had a big bonfire going. It was good.
Did you take the stethoscope?
I didn't. I pretty much took it that they were dying in the 2 minutes of boiling.
Yeah.
Blazing death. But it was good. I ended up being like 20 of them, but
then
I ate.
They started shitting themselves. We knew they were done.
Yeah. The three racks of ribs were better. I'm more of a rib person. But other than that one, then we went and swam Saturday night and then Sunday. And lots of craziness, but nothing super spectacular. Got some fun news for later, but.
I say, man, you played Diablo till like 2 in the morning on Saturday,
yes, we
Saturday
did.
Night.
Till I completely blacked out from drinking, I think.
Oh, that was what was going on.
That's
when
Justin
like,
entered your nether gate.
Like, what the fuck's he doing?
It's over Daniels. Every 2 seconds he'd drug me another beer or a shot, and we just, good
that
God.
That must have been why you were just shooting that one attack over and over and over again.
Dude, I might have blacked out like and minimalism. Just had my fingers down like, dun, 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 hold shift and click, click, click.
I was like, what's your DPS? He's like, I'm about like 200. And I was like, you're like level 30, dude. What the fuck?
Now I'm at 900, okay? I'm 900 now. And
okay,
I'm like
well, you're doing better.
Or something, but
you're doing a lot better now.
Yeah, I got my shit together. We're doing it.
Okay.
We're doing it big.
I was like, Victor, I know you're better at Diablo than this.
Hooked you up with some sweet boots.
Yeah, you hooked me up with some sweet boots.
Some boots there. Some kicks.
But yeah, it was interesting because you didn't have like Skype or anything like that, so it was all typing, which is kind of weird.
Yeah, I don't like that so much because I'm like getting killed. Oh, I got to ask for help here. Hang on, let me stop playing while I'm getting mauled.
Yeah.
You just need to... Well, you're playing at Daniel's, right?
Yeah.
Does he have a headset of any sort?
Yes. He does.
Plug that bastard in and download Skype. Skype's free.
He's already got Skype.
Then use it.
Probably. I got a telephone, too.
Yeah, yeah, but this is a little bit more advanced than your telephone.
Yeah, the thing is the phone drains the battery if you're using it, but the computer doesn't drain if you're... Yeah.
So
the crazy
right
thing
grid.
The crazy thing about Skype is I used to play WoW a lot, and so, like, I remember I was driving on a road trip one time, and I had people call me on my cell phone from Skype, and it was my raid party called me on Skype while I was driving, and so I talked to everybody in my WoW guild over Skype, over my cell phone while I was on a road trip, which was kind of weird.
Yeah.
But Skype's pretty cool like that. Awesome. I mean, it can connect with phones. And yeah, the free
epic,
version.
Epic nerdness.
Yeah, the free version lets you talk to anybody in the world for free, but you can't call out unless you have a Skype account.
You can only call to their computer.
Yeah.
But if you do the pay one, which is actually not that expensive, you can do Skype. Yeah, it's hellify cheap. You can do a
one-time buyout, or you gotta pay like a subscription?
It's monthly.
You can pay a monthly thing, or they have like a Skype bucket where you can do like a...
minutes or something like that.
Yeah, you can pay, basically say, I want this many minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So if you wanted to do it for like an international call or something like that, it's pretty cheap.
Yeah,
that's cool.
And you do get certain international calls, I think, with the long distance plan that comes with it. Because this is technically not really long distance, but there's certain things that don't count against your minutes, I think. So.
Yeah, Skype's really pretty badass.
Mm-hmm.
And for gaming, that is the way of the future.
Plus, it's got video chat as well, so you can sit there and on one monitor have your entire video going on with everybody's pictures, and you can see what they're doing while you're doing your thing and playing
Why
on the other monitor.
Why would you want to do that? That would just seem really creepy.
I know, it would be. Exactly.
It's funny as Trent puts his camera behind himself at the computer so people can watch what he's doing, watch his activities.
So like, this is how you do it!
Yeah, they just see that arm going at it. Ah.
It's the over-the-camera shot. The over-the-camera, and they keep bumping the camera up.
What is that on the screen? Wipe it off.
Yeah.
He's on to the next goat right there.
Nice.
But,
it's like looking over the shoulder of a
I'm masturbating the armchair, not my computer.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it is the armchair.
You can get his lean on. Oh, probably this is probably a good jacking chair right here. Pretty solid. Got some solid metal to it.
That's kind of hard to kick your feet up in it.
And when you kick, you fall over backwards.
I like to be kind of like spready with my legs up. So I get the AC is one down.
Let your balls hang down.
Yeah, around the tank.
Little droop.
Yeah.
Swinging.
Yeah. They don't snag that far yet, but yeah.
I'm glad I know this.
So, it's not so much like a pendulum, but more like just...
a little wiggle.
Yeah. It's kind of like,
like a fanny. Clock, it's like a fanny pack hanging between your legs.
Like an undulation. Yeah. It kind of just...
It's still firm, you know. The balls aren't drooping totally yet. They, yeah. They don't look like... what was that? What's that deputy dog with the ears?
Oh, God.
Yeah, they don't look like that yet.
Was it Scruff McGruff? Droopy?
No, Huckleberry Hound.
Oh, Huckleberry Hound.
Huckleberry Hound.
Scruff McGruff.
Scruff McGruff was like, he was almost like, take a bite out of my ass. Yeah, yeah.
I think everybody's droopy. It just depends on the temperature, because you can get real hot and sweaty, and you're drooping, and there's laying
so
there.
So if you want to talk about droopy stories, I used to do a lot of websites a long time ago. And there was this band, and I'm not going to say the name of the band, but there was a punk rock band out of Dallas that I was doing a website for a long time. And they used to post, like, random road photos on there. And so they'd upload them to me, because it wasn't an API like we have where anybody can use it. They'd send me the photos, and then I'd have to upload them to the site or whatever. And they had explicit photos on theirs, not super explicit, but like chick showing tits and whatever. And there was this photo they snapped of their guitar player, and they didn't have a place to go take a dump. And so they took this photo of him, like, squatting on the side of the road, and it's just a silhouette. You just see balls hanging
out. Are shows of balls? Or
you just see the dude, like, squatting,
yeah.
And you just see the silhouette of the balls. And it's just, like, the perfectly framed shot with, like, the sun and everything else. And this dude's mohawk, and you just see a little nut sack hanging down. It was so fucking hilarious.
I should have used that as, like, a CD cover.
That's awesome. Little upside-down mountaintops there. Just rolling hills.
Yeah.
It was just so awkward. It's like, is he taking a shit or is that his balls? And then he sent me a message back, that's his balls.
But he is taking a shit.
Yeah, he is taking a shit.
And his shit came shortly after the balls hit the ground.
He's just a skinny little punk rock dude. It was funny, though.
Skinny, so his balls just sag.
No, they were just, like, weird. It was like, I don't know, it was a silhouette, but I was trying to imagine somebody drooping that.
You're imagining
it,
huh? Yeah.
Like, a 22-year-old dude with that saggy balls. That's just kind of weird. But anyways...
Holly.
What were you?
Well, other than that, I don't have a whole lot of extra stuff there. I've been working a lot. Busy.
Do anything on Memorial Day, or is that the crawfish thing?
That was basically the whole weekend was the crawfish and swimming. Lots of swimming.
Celebrating your future brothers and sisters' battles.
Yep. Oh, my nephew was born last night at midnight. My older brother had a son.
Nice. Oh, congratulations.
Yeah.
What's your brother's name?
Mike.
Mike, congratulations, Mike.
Yeah, he's...
What's your nephew's name?
He's actually Dayton. I don't know how I feel about it. Dayton.
Dayton?
Dayton.
At least it's not Daytona.
Yeah.
Dayton,
It was good before the gangster wheels, okay? It's not a bad name, but it reminds me of some 13-inch gold wheels on a car with hydraulics. Those are Daytons to me, with the little tri-blade spinners on them.
No, I was thinking more like Indianapolis or like Daytona. I was thinking more like... Ricky Bobby.
I was thinking of a nice prep school, kind of like,
No, that's a Taylor. Yeah. That's a Taylor.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Because I used to know a guy who was named Dayton, who was a prep school kid, and had that really horrible, almost like, what's his name from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air?
Carlton.
Carlton, just like Carlton.
Nice. Yeah, dorky.
Yeah. Even ends with T-O-N. So, Dayton, Carlton.
Yeah, Dayton, Carlton. Yeah. Yeah, but he's a little... He's got a 4-year-old sister, and so he's heavier and shorter. So maybe he's going to be
maybe his balls will sag.
He probably will have saggy balls. It's a thing in our family. I think we've got a saggy ball.
We'll have him crouch and let Justin compare.
All of it just kind of swings a little. It's just I don't know if it's good or bad.
So I think at this table, Justin's the ball expert here when it comes to silhouettes and sags.
No, I think Victor would be the ball expert. We have a mutual friend with
really. You want him to let his nephew's testicles?
Yeah, we won't say his actual name, but he's got some softballs.
They're softballs. They're literally you cannot put.
I thought he had cancer.
He got
surgery.
As he was
slipping in your mouth.
No. He just really has a thing where he pops them out when he gets real drunk. And it's fucking weird.
It's not even a sexual thing anymore. It's more like science. It's like, what is going on? is he rocking a boner? No, those are his balls bulging in his pants. Two gigantic oranges. Ridiculous. It's like two fists. It's literally your fists right here.
That's really gross.
And you can move them.
That's really good.
They're movable.
Have you done this?
I've seen this.
Has he ever had testicular torsion?
What? When they all torn up and tangled together?
Yeah, when they twist.
Oh, no. What movie was that? Booty Call or Pootie Tang?
Well, they also talked about it in...
Wildcats.
Well, I was going to say, they also talked about it in Venture Brothers.
It was, but there was a movie.
Tomcats.
That was it, yeah. Yeah.
Testicular torsion.
Yeah, it was Jake Busey. Yeah.
Oh, Jake Busey.
Yeah, he got testicular torsion.
The Buseys.
Yeah. You know that, have you ever seen Tomcats? It's actually not bad. It's pretty funny.
It's like, really funny.
Like with the librarian sure chick. Yeah.
Maybe.
I want my nut in a necklace. I get one of them taken out and put in a necklace. Just do it.
He gets his balls. He gets the balls taken. They have to take one out, and he tells his friend, "He's like, hey, yeah." They won't let me keep my testicle. Can you go get it for me before they dispose of it? So he goes to get it, and he, like, loses it. And it's, like, all over slippery. The fucking hospital. It's, like, all over the place.
I vaguely
it ends up on a bun rack at one point, but he finally...
It falls into truffles, and old lady eats it.
And old lady ends up eating it. And so he sees a walnut next to it, so he just grabs that and puts it in the jar, and his friend gets the thing turned into a fucking keychain encased in resin, and it's a fucking walnut, so it's testicle, but he thinks it's his testicle.
Yeah.
So.
Well, it was the thought that counted. He was handling that guy's name.
But when that chick ate that fucking thing, he's like, then you're just like, oh, God.
Raw ball out of his specimen
jar.
Because
it, like, rips open, it's, like, kind of white on the inside, you're just like, oh, dude, that's so fucking
That's
awesome.
That makes me hurt. It's that thing, like, anytime you see something in pain, like, you almost get referred pain just from thinking about it.
Oh, man.
I'm just thinking about my nuts falling off, and that seems painful as shit.
Yeah.
Polly is completely immune over here.
Yeah, I don't
She doesn't know a good pain of a ball kicking.
The only thing that ever irritates me is, like, with wrists. That's the only thing that ever, like, if I see something, like, if I see or hear about someone getting, like, stabbed in the wrist or getting tattoos or anything like that, it's just uncomfortable feelings.
Really?
Yeah, I don't like that.
Eyeballs.
Eyeballs don't bother me. When people, like, what was it? Was it Korn that did the music video where they were like, they've got the animated, like, fingernails?
Do I really like Korn?
I know.
No.
I don't know. But I'm sure you know what I'm talking about.
No, I never watched any of their videos, except for maybe the Adidas one.
I like the food. I don't like the band so much anymore.
Yeah.
Local radio station has ruined them for me, along with every other band they play.
Yeah. That's why I don't listen to the radio.
Yeah. Well, any band that's 15 years old and you still hear three times the same song in a day.
I was going to say Life is Peachy's not bad, but that's also around the same time like the Deftones were getting big.
Yeah.
And so it was kind of like them and the Deftones were kind of cool back then. The Deftones were still cool.
Well, I remember with Life is Peachy, what was funny is the second that you turned whenever you put that CD in, it automatically would jump to like track number 6 or whatever was their big single. And I was sitting there in the kitchen one day at my job and that CD just come out, and one of the douchebag managers pulls out. He was like, "I'm gonna listen to some Korn," and I was like, "Ah, fuck!" He puts it in, and it jumps right to that track. I stare at him, and he goes, "Like what?" And I was like, "Did you take it to that track automatically, or is that the first one?" He goes, "No, it jumps automatically to that." And I was like, "Oh, so that's just for lazy ass fanboys. It just goes right to that fucking track. Like the whole album sucks except for this track. So we're going to hear that one first."
I would make that track 1 if I was making the CD, but they're gonna code it where it's like, "Oh, instant track 6."
It's not that hard to code it.
Like, I could just be like Soundgarden, Super Unknown that had like fucking like 10 radio songs in the CD.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I like
Spoon Man, Black Hole Sun.
Yeah.
That was the only two big ones.
That's the only one I can remember. But
those are the only two big ones off that album that actually had videos that were played constantly.
I'd say aside from videos, though, like easily half that album was played on the
album. Eventually.
No, I hate fingernails getting ripped off.
Oof. I don't like fingernails bother me too.
I don't think anyone likes that though. Just
Someone like scraping something,
a nail get pushed up.
I'm a big fan of waterboarding.
Yeah,
I don't have a problem with that.
Well, I don't think I do either.
Especially if I know that they're withholding information.
Yeah.
I'm fine with that.
Like there's only one way to find out.
Airport security should be allowed to waterboard people in front of everybody.
Sorry, your flight will be delayed by 6 days. I'll be torturing you.
Yeah, and I think they should do it right.
Body cavity scanners before.
Well, people walking through will see that.
This is what happens
that
through our metal detector.
Yeah.
Metal.
Yeah, and so that way any like terrorists that might see that might turn around and just leave because they're like, "I don't want to risk it." I mean, that
well, they body cavity search you while they're waterboarding you.
Oh,
no, they have Andre the Giant. No, he's dead. So they have Lou Ferrigno body cavity search you.
Large
those
knuckles.
Big hands.
Yeah, large knuckles.
Big hands.
Make a popping sound. Sounds like anal beads when they're going
out. This person, they just forgot to take their cell phone out of their pocket.
Yeah, and
think
while,
of what's going to happen.
And while he's doing it, they make all these noises and crap, and he says, "Hey, if I ever die, you could probably replace me as the Hulk." Just from the sounds they're making. It's kind of like that video I showed you with Chibi Durf.
Okay, that was uncomfortable.
He's the cinnamon. Have you ever heard of the cinnamon challenge?
Yeah, we
do. I know what people it. Just take the spoonful of
yeah.
it.
This, okay, there's this guy.
What is the actual challenge supposed to be?
You have to eat the whole thing. Oh, it's almost impossible.
It absorbs all the moisture and you just dry out. And you're like,
yeah.
It's almost, and then you breathe in and there's your lungs full of cinnamon now.
Yeah. So and it burns too.
It's poison.
And but there's this guy, really funny guy named Greg, who runs this thing called Onision, which is on YouTube. He's done this for a long time. And he has this character he plays called Chibi Durf. And this is really crazy. He pitch shifts his voice whenever he records it, whenever he's doing post production.
Like a fucking psychotic, like
yeah, just totally weird,
like psychotic midget or something.
But what he does is he put out one of the big giant things of cinnamon, and was like, you know, pulls that out, and he has split personality disorder. You know, the character does, but he starts eating it, and he's just like, and then it comes out, just and he just keeps doing it for 3 minutes straight to the point where he's just like. And it's like every time he takes a bite, it's, just, it's like red shit right out of his mouth. His teeth are all black, and he can't breathe.
Caked on his tongue.
He's like coughing and screaming, and it burns. And then he just takes the whole thing and dumps it in there and starts trying to eat it. And it's 3 minutes of him doing this shit.
You know? My God.
It's fucking hilarious, man.
Have you guys tried it?
I have not tried it.
No, I'm not retarded.
I will.
Yeah. Let's do it next Wednesday on the show.
Because I'm pretty sure I can do it.
And we'll all three laugh at the person choking. We're doing it. It's already been done. They'll do it. We will have them post. They post it. If enough people do it, the post that we need to do it, we're eating cinnamon.
Yeah.
Spoons full of it.
We're going to videotape ourselves.
Yeah, we should put up little videos of it.
That would be terrible.
You just totally committed us to this victory.
Yeah, it's done.
I'll do it.
The red shirt has done this to us.
I don't give a shit. I'll do it.
That red shirt?
No, you, sir.
Yeah, your crewman.
The intern.
So. Dang it.
But, shit, I guess we could.
I've always wanted
to. I got an idea. Okay, so, since you're just throwing out a challenge like that, if we get up to 100 likes on the Facebook page, as we're trying to get people to go there.
We're at 79 right now.
Yeah, we got like 5 during the last show while we were talking or something.
Oh, cool.
We'll do it.
Okay.
We'll do it and we'll videotape it.
So if we get 100 likes.
All we need is like 20, 21 more.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll do that and then me and Trent are thinking about
it. I'm going to go make 21 fake accounts.
I'm going to make Thug Tour his own
Facebook. Yeah, go for it. Do it. Yeah.
He can't access it by mobile though, so he only checks it about once a week at the library when he goes up there.
So, I mean, that's really all we need. We just need that and we'll do a cinnamon video of us just fucking around. And then me and you were talking about doing some kind of like giveaway or something, but we'll think of that later.
No, yeah, we have a copy of a game that came out last year, pretty popular game too. It's for PC.
Yeah,
nice.
I will give away to somebody for something. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, we thought about doing that. But I think the cinnamon video is definitely cheaper though.
I like the cinnamon video. I don't
like just
care
say like just see like just see who which care. One of us lasts the longest.
Yeah, I think all four of us.
It's
have
not a matter of
it.
Lasts the longest. It's just a matter of whoever can swallow it. That's all it is. Because you don't understand when you put this in your mouth.
No,
that's
it's
it.
A desert. Yeah, it's a desert.
Yeah, it dries
it's
it
a
down,
desert.
And it's almost impossible to get it down. And so you just keep trying to get more saliva in there, but it's not working because all your ducts and shit are covered. And some people end up breathing in. Most people end up breathing in while they're doing it, and then it comes out everywhere.
I've already contemplated that, and that's why I'm taking like 3 huge breaths and keep the biggest lung load of air I can in, and then eat the thing. So if anything, I cough it out all over you suckers. Okay?
I'm just going to close my throat and generate a mouthful of saliva.
I guess you are pretty good at those throat exercises.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Who's been practicing?
Yodeling.
Yodeling.
Whatever you nickname it, you know.
Well, chodeling is when you suck dick.
That's when you suck chode.
That's cockling.
Speaking of cocks, there's a chicken chair up at work. And I guess I was talking to one of the managers, and what they did is they got this fake chicken that makes like the like cock-a-doodle-doo noise. And they like sewed it into one of the chairs. And so I guess it's been like passed around from like manager to manager to manager, like the higher-ups or whatever. And so one of the managers comes busting out of like her office the other day. She's like, who the hell gave me the fucking chicken chair? Because like every time she'd like make a noise, it just goes, cock-a-doodle-doo. So buddy of mine at work, I guess like three of my buddies that are up in management were like shuffling around between different managers to figure out, you know, like who was going to figure it out first. And I guess one person our old manager,
yeah. Back,
she had it in her office for 3 months, and she didn't know where it was coming from because it's it's not directional and it's kind of quiet. So like anytime anybody make a noise, she'd hear the cockadoodle
do. What the fuck is going on? I could just see her reaction.
Yeah, she'd get pretty pissed off.
She probably at first just thought it was somebody's cell phone somewhere making a noise.
But my old boss, Gene, was the one that did it this week, so he gave it to the manager, one of the managers in charge, and he snuck it into their office last night after everybody had gotten off work. So, that's pretty insane.
It's pretty good. I like that idea.
It was, and you're going to laugh, I'm not going to say the name on the air, but you're going to laugh at who he did it to, because the reaction was amazing.
I don't know who that is.
Oh, you don't?
I don't think so.
Okay, never mind.
Fail.
It was pretty intense.
Damn.
I knew that.
But she had a pretty good reaction afterwards, though. So. Now she just wants it out of her damn office.
I can see her being a good sport about it, though. She's awesome.
Yeah.
That's the kind of thing you do in a public place. You just find a chair, like, in an office somewhere, and you just, like, so. It's not somebody comes and sits on it and makes a noise. You're like, what the fuck?
Do it a library. Do it to a library chair.
Or just do it with a walkie-talkie.
A library chair would be awesome.
In the middle, it's got to be quiet in there.
Yeah, but do it with a walkie-talkie so you can just say different things. Yeah.
One of those fart machines, like, and you're sobered at different computers. We've recorded live farts. None of those lame, like, robot farts. No, I'm going to eat a bunch of beans and lettuce and just cabbage and just brew it out all day, record them.
Yeah.
And then we will just make live recordings like those Build-A-Bear hearts.
With your shit
Build-A-Bear hearts.
You can record sayings into the Build-A-Bear hearts.
Yeah, you can.
And so
you just squeeze the bear and you just hear the fart noise.
Exactly. So I'm gonna get my kid. It'll remind him of me. Like, oh, it sounds just like Daddy crapped his pants.
So that reminds me. We were sitting around the office the other day, and I was talking to Ken, who's kind of the antisocial kind of weird guy and genius programmer, but a little off. And we were talking about it. He says, like, yeah, a lot of people say they think I'm a serial killer. And I just looked at him. I was like, I don't think you're a serial killer. So I just think you're a little off. I don't think you would actually kill somebody. I said, you strike me as the kind of guy that if, like, the neighbor's dog was barking every night, keeping you up, and you ran into the dog one day, you would, like, pick it up and make it disappear without anybody seeing it. But you wouldn't kill it yourself. You'd tie it to a little, little makeshift boat. And put a little captain's hat on it and push it out, to sea with it like strapped to the fucking boat, and you call it Captain Shithead. Just send it out. And this little vision of a schnauzer with a fucking captain's hat on, duct tape to a fucking boat, it just struck our heads and we're like, that's fucking funny. So
kind of sad at the same time.
It's really fucked up, but it is kind of funny
it
too.
Is funny, yeah. It is.
Yeah, and
I've kind of grown to like schnauzers.
I love schnauzers. But we talked about things we could do to give the dog a chance. And I was like, well, you could, like, you know, undo one of its hands. Will you stop looking at porn over there?
I'm not.
It's just the chive.
No, it looks a lot like one of my exes, but it's not.
She looks really young.
Yeah.
Like a lot like one of my exes.
I don't know. You should look at that.
Hey, it's bored at work. I didn't do this. It was sent to me.
Anyways.
There's no nudity. I wish, but there isn't.
It's just an ass. It's
only implied. Because she's underage, right?
Yeah. It does help. I don't know if she is or not. I didn't ask her.
It turns them on. It turns them on that that's a junior high bathroom.
Oh, good job.
So, that's what really turns them on. But anyways, but free one of its hands and tape it to the wheel of the boat so it can try and steer
so
back to land.
And steer.
Yeah, steer back to land. That's really fucked up. So. And he's like, yeah, I could probably do that. And I'm like, yeah, I could see you. I couldn't do that. I like animals too much. It's like I come walking home the past couple of days with a stray cat outside. Every day I stop to pat it. It's a cute little cat.
Yeah.
So I like touching pussy.
Is it the one that's like dirty?
No, this one's like gray.
Like tannish?
No, this one's gray and white. Really, really sweet cat. It's like the first time I ran into it, it didn't run away, just meowed. It was like, meow.
Maybe it's not actually stray.
Yeah, the gray and white one?
Yeah.
Yeah, that one.
Is it actually stray, or are people just letting... Because I know a lot of people here let their cats out.
I think it belongs to Downstairs and Over, the cat lady.
Mm-hmm.
So. Oh my god, walking over here, I was about to go around the corner, and you guys had like...
Was there like a gang of cats just hanging out?
No, there was an old lady that was so fucking white, she like blended in with the steps that she was sitting on, and I walked around, and I just saw like a little cane.
Well, she's blind.
And I walk around,
like Granny Chameleon.
And I see her, and I'm like, oh, shit. Like, I was about to shit myself because I did not
She's
know
like,
she
it's
was
the rear.
There.
Yeah.
So I was and Sadako. She just goes, hello.
She goes, hello, dearie.
And I was like,
you
hey.
Want to play with us?
How are you doing? And she's like, oh, I'm good. Like, okay.
I didn't see you there, but I heard your bowels released when you spotted me.
Yeah, it's creepy. And she goes, like, ever since I hung myself, I've been good. You're just like, what?
It's an active camouflage. It's
yeah.
You basically
of me,
decay at the yeah. same rate of the stones around you. So
well,
you
it's, well, it's chameleon granny.
Yeah.
Well, the thing about her, she's actually blind.
Oh, is she?
Yeah, that's why the other
so she didn't
the
see
game.
Your oh shit.
Now you make us feel bad.
Well, I didn't have an
like,
oh shit look on my face. Like,
like
I was just very like, so. I just walked by and I was like, and I just like looked straight
well,
forward
she's
and
almost
kept walking.
She's almost 100 as well.
Does she have those creepy?
She's old as shit.
Does she have those weird like the whited over?
No, she's always wearing Terminator glasses.
She probably has the whited over eyes then. That
and she has like
the
reddish,
ones that
reddish hair.
Oh, dang.
Up in different directions.
You know what?
She's real nice, but she's old as shit.
She's blind as fuck.
And white as hell.
I'm guessing she doesn't get out in the sun too much and do too much strolling.
You when you're blind, you don't really want to walk around.
I've heard of seeing eye dogs, but not 55 seeing eye cats. I mean, is that like her version of Whiskers? She got each one of them on a hard leash.
That's
and they
not
just
the cat lady.
Stuff.
This is not the cat lady.
Oh, okay.
This is a different lady.
Yeah. You just hear a low hum of purring and just reverberations of tables shaking, the walls
it's
are
like the Langoliers.
Windows are vibrating. Oh shit, she's coming, everybody stay still.
Yeah. It's like the Langoliers just coming up, you just see the trees fall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh jeez. Yeah. It goes time.
And then here comes an old lady fucking just like leading a stampede of cats. It's like it's a fucking, like a tabby stampede.
Then you got those naked
They're
ones up front.
They're decimating small crops. Oh, man.
Just dead birds and rats everywhere.
Yeah. Solids left
worthless.
In their wake.
It's all the presents.
It's all
presents. It's the same effect as locusts.
It's like Christmas when they come. They leave dead rats and shit.
It's all these headless birds.
Bunch of rabbit heads up on your porch and testicles.
They leave them in your shoes.
They're gross. Cats are gross.
Yeah, they leave them in your shoes.
Cats are not gross.
They're gross. They do gross things. It's like, I brought you a baby rabbit's head. That's great. Where's the rest of it? And it's licking its lips. It's like, oh.
What, you know what I like is how they've been stepping and shit all day in their cat box. They come and fall all over you.
Yeah. Oh, licking their paw and then lick your face.
But that's cute. Companionship. That's them showing submission that you are the master that brought you the head.
No, it's not that. It's they brought you shit and just rubbed you in it.
Yeah. No, it's not about the head of the baby.
Yeah,
the
no, I know.
They're walking all over the litter box. That's a different story. That's why whenever a cat comes near me, I usually, if it starts to try and crawl me, I put it to the side and I'll pet it, and if it tries to get back on me, I'll put it, if it tries to do it again, I just push it off.
You're like, where is that Walmart bag and that brick?
Like,
dang it.
Boundaries. No, it's Walmart bag, duct tape, cinder block.
I just tie it. I'm lazy.
So.
I'm not that mean. I just put double-sided tape on the freezer.
That is fun.
No, take a piece of scotch tape.
Emilio hated me for a while, though.
What's more fun is when you take a cat and you take the door and you just put it right up on the top so its arms are just hanging right over the edge and it just sits there. Because they'll just sit there and they'll just look around like, what
can't
the fuck? Because they can't crawl up because there's nothing for them to grab on. And so they just hang there and you're just like...
You're horrible.
You're just like, I put a hat on it. After I put it up there, I put my hat like right on the back of its head. And it just sat there with my hat on for a little bit.
And Emilio, like if he's walking close to me and I'm like sitting on the ground, like I'll lift up my leg under his stomach and lift it up just enough to where like his back is arched and he can barely touch the ground. Mm-hmm. And he'll just walk around in circles and I go around him and he's just...
Now, if somebody did this to a human, that's called cruel and unusual torture, but we do it to animals, it's fine. It's fine. It's called loving them.
They're the lucky animals we don't eat, by the way.
Yeah, cat's an
asshole,
at least
in this country,
so
for the most part.
Yeah.
Deserves it.
There's a few people in
who
this
doesn't like some
do.
Fried up with rice?
Yeah, I've eaten just about everything. I would actually probably eat a cat. If it was served into me in a restaurant, I would
supposedly
probably eat
a little chewier than
dog.
I'd, nah.
It's kind of like that skit of Whitest Kids, you know, where he has the cat restaurant.
Yeah, the cat restaurant, yeah, with the served cats and stuff.
Oh,
and he's like, locks the kitchen door so they can't get in. That was a good one. Yeah, I forgot about
you
that.
You see the tail like, coming out
of
the
tail comes out of the dinner plate. Underneath the thing, he's like, we don't serve cats. This guy comes out and just turns right back around. He's like, what was that? That was a cat. And he's like, no, it wasn't. No,
it was a meowing coming out of the
Yeah, but now, I mean, like, head, brain, heart. Intestines,
you
stomach,
cow tongue.
Stomach. Huh?
Tummy.
Yeah, sorry, stomach. Yeah, I made
lingua?
Tongue. Yeah, lingua.
Go to any good Mexican restaurant around town and get some
good
lingua.
I found a new one. Costa Azul.
I go there all the time.
Yeah,
that's
yeah, it's right down from my work, man, and it's cheap. It's fucking good food.
Cheap $6 and you're sickly full off five Mexican tacos four crispy.
Or you get that fucking the bean dip. The bean dip is fucking huge, and it comes with like big chunks of shredded beef underneath with beans, and then a white queso on top. That's $5.
They've got this big thing. It's like a $12 meal, but it's a huge like goblet of fried meat that just overlayers out of the sides. And they've got a big sign of it in front. I'd never seen anyone get it till last time I was up there. And it was just steaming. It looked like everything was fried fajitas in it. But it was, they couldn't eat half of it. It was ridiculous.
I'll show you one of my all-time favorite menu items from there.
Super wet burrito?
Oh, yeah.
The super wet burrito. Down below that, they have the Supremo wet burrito, which I tried both.
What makes it a wet burrito?
Because it's covered, the burrito, the super wet burrito is covered in cheese, like queso. And then the Supremo is covered in salsa. And it's really fucking good. It's packed full. Like, I get it full of tongue and cheek or intestine. So I tell them to mix it. Well, then, I tell them to mix it on both sides. And then...
give you a tongue and cheek.
Yeah. It's tongue good, the cheek. Man. It's good stuff.
I just don't like tongue because I can feel... The last time I had it, I could feel the taste buds.
Yeah, he almost threw up in the restaurant.
I feel like I was French kissing a cow.
Yeah, he was just like... he was seriously doing that, and I was sitting there going like, if you fucking puke, I'm leaving you here. I was just saying that while he's throwing up in his mouth, chewing it back. Because all these fucking people are staring at us.
Never had tongue.
Never gotten any tongue?
Never got any tongue.
It's good. I'll take
it sometime.
It's
always a cow.
It's always the first time.
It's not like that. I'll take it sometimes. It's good stuff.
I don't
really
mind
is.
Eating strange things.
It's textures.
Like
textures piss me off.
It's like, I like to put strange things in my mouth.
Go get it. Let's go get some this next week.
Yeah, dude. I'll go this weekend, man. Fuck it. Yeah.
Ooh, weekend.
I get paid.
I have those.
I get paid today.
That's to be after drill. I have to go out, get out like 3:30.
Nice.
So...
I'd like to have some weekend good shit.
Yeah, well, I was talking about going to that place because they do mariachi music on the weekends, and they got decent beer, so...
They have a nice bar in there. Half the place is a bar. You can't even tell, but it's awesome. Yeah. They have like 70 tequilas.
Mm-hmm. Damn.
All right, we're going.
Okay. Yeah, they're like, what are they talking about now?
it's in Little Mexico, so it's all great food. They got horchata. Yeah, rice milk.
Right.
Delicious as shit. Yeah.
Well, I'm not going to have any tongue or cheek,
and
but I will have beef.
Dude, no, you want the soft, like the grilled pork, slow roasted pork.
Yeah, that's
it's the best stuff. Tasty. Nobody doesn't like it. And I know you love pork. Yeah. Pork chop eating crazy man over here.
Yeah.
So
when I get poor, I do eat pork chops.
Yeah, I'll buy some of the bean dip because it's fucking good. It's superb, man. And I'll pay for that, man. And we'll try it out because it's fucking good.
Yeah.
So. Awesome.
Yeah.
So, Holly, what have you been doing?
Holly, what have you been doing?
Hey, Holly, what have you been doing?
Well, working, obviously, like always. But, on Wednesday, I woke up at 5:30 in the morning, even though I had gone to bed at like 2:30 to 3 o'clock the previous night. Did that and then got everything prepared for the float trip that we went on. Met up at my place of work with a few friends and then drove out to the Tahlequah River and did the 6 mile.
Yeah, how was that since it hasn't rained in forever?
It wasn't that great. It wasn't terrible.
No, what's even worse is when you got back, it rains.
I know.
It was really fucked up. Damn.
No, like...
It rained twice.
It was kind of
well, for 20
low.
Seconds.
Yeah, 20 seconds.
Here, it skipped Tulsa, like always.
Yeah.
It goes around us.
Sucks.
So.
No, like, whenever we were floating down the river, it wasn't really that... I mean, it was fairly low.
Me and your mom,
so we had to push, like...
floating down the river on a shit house, dude.
Sorry. So, I mean, we had to get out about 3-4 times within the 6 miles, but other than that, the only thing that really sucked about it was that instead of going downstream, like, the wind was just blowing up, so we had to row the entire fucking time.
Ugh.
And it was me, Andrew, Casey, and Shannon all on one raft, and, like, Shannon wasn't doing anything. She was just laying back the entire time because she was kind of drunk. And then Andrew was trying to get drunk the entire time, so he wasn't rowing as much. I mean, him and I were basically rowing about the same, but Casey was rowing the entire time.
Yeah, because Casey's got to be that guy that's like...
He really is.
Yeah, but Casey's a handy guy to have around because
he
is that guy.
Yeah, I know.
He is a really
handy
guy.
Did he bring his gun with him?
He had one gun with him.
See, I fucking knew.
He had at least one gun with him.
He brought one handgun, and then he brought a machete.
No, people, he's not a country guy.
No, he's just
ex-military. Yeah, he's an ex-military mechanic, and he's just, you know, I love Casey. He's a great guy. He's funny.
Love Casey to death.
He's always prepared for everything.
Yeah, he's always prepared.
He really is.
Yeah.
Even when drinking.
If you go to him and go like, hey, dude, I need to borrow this. Do you know where he's like, oh, I got that.
Yeah.
Well, I'd be like, here, well,
like,
bring it
and, like, whenever I wrecked my car, instead of having to spend, like, $2,000 to $3,000 to get it fixed, all I had to do was pay for the parts, and him and his girlfriend's dad worked on it for free of charge.
Her?
Yeah, they're still together.
Nice.
Yeah, that's the longest girlfriend he's had.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Since I've known him. Well, actually, I think just in general, it really is.
Yeah.
But I like her.
When we first met him, he was kind of the player.
It's not... He wasn't really a player. Nah, he's not anything just, like that. He was just... He was looking for someone that he could really get along with.
But he was swimming in an ocean of pussy at the same time, so...
Yeah. There was that. But he wasn't... He wasn't fucking girls just to fuck them.
Yeah, I know.
He was trying to
He just
find
dated,
someone.
Like, 40 girls in a year.
Hey. That's because all of them ended up being annoying.
Dude, you and I can't really bash on a dude for doing that, because, I mean, come on.
Had our moments.
Yeah, we've had several moments. I mean,
we've kind of grown up lately, but
yeah, no, we've grown up over the years. I mean, I've dated like three girls.
And you guys also know what
once,
it's like to date someone that's crazy, and then you realize I don't want to date them.
Yeah,
so that's
you
true.
Date someone else.
That's true.
Trent's had screening words.
Not against me. Yeah, I did. Yeah, I actually didn't get it filed. She filed one against me because she didn't want me to help my best friend move out of her house because my best friend didn't want to live with her anymore because she was fucking crazy.
She is a psycho.
So I went to court over it and proved that she was a psychotic fucking liar, and the judge threatened to throw her in jail pretty much.
Yeah, you cut her in like two or three different ways.
Yeah, two or three
it
different
It was pretty entertaining
lives.
To watch.
Yeah, you were there, yeah.
Yeah, I had
and
to go.
It was just fucking funny. And she even got her brother up there, and he's trying to tell the judge what he knows from what she's told him. He goes, but you didn't hear this. And he's like, no. She goes, but she just said that you did. And she's like, no, oh, well, no, I didn't hear any of it. And so, yeah, so he told her to stay away from me. So.
Yeah, so you guys know crazy, and you guys know...
Especially when she shows up on your door, like, 3 months later. Yeah.
And then you act, then you call us. Or no, you didn't call us, we messaged you or something.
That was a difference. She actually did show up on my doorstep.
Oh, okay.
And she came
in
and talked.
That
wasn't
was
that the same girl that you had used? Like, you had said, oh, she, I think she got into the apartment. She's
still Yeah, that was a joke. Yeah, because they called, and I had my my friend, my best friend, who actually used to live with a crazy one, I had Vanessa answer the phone.
Yeah.
And they were like, is Trent there? She's like, no, he's not here. And just hang up. And I looked at her, I was like, wow, that was really rude of you. And she's like, what do you mean? I said, you just said, no, he's not here, and you hung up. What the fuck? And she was like, oh, I got an idea. So I messaged him and been like, hey, blah, blah, blah. No, you guys texted me after that because, and I pretended I was at school on my Yahoo going like, well, I don't know the house right now. Because
we were trying to be good friends.
Yeah.
Saying,
so I
hey,
said,
some bitch just answered your phone.
I said, oh my God, it's my crazy ex. You need to go there. Go there with a gun. Go there. So they fucking show up. And I answered the door with a beer. And it's Andrew. But yeah, you guys didn't bring a gun. Unfortunately, that would have been funnier.
It would have been scarier.
But I doubt they would have, like, second the door open, kicked it in with the gun. They probably would have waited.
We sat in our car for a little while, too, though. And we were looking up at the window like, I don't see anything going on. I don't know if she's there anymore.
It's because she's bludgeoning me to death. Thank you so long.
Well, you weren't
just
here.
Just hear a thump.
Remember?
Thump. Thump, thump, thump.
Yeah.
I know.
You're not having sex or he's dying.
So we did that, and then we camped. And I ended up, like, just reading the entire time. And we played dominoes, which I kicked ass at. Nice. I had never really played before. Not an actual game of dominoes. But I kicked ass. I won every time. That was awesome.
So it's pretty easy to play dominoes, yeah.
Yeah.
But to pick it up right off the bat.
You to play with your grandma is something else.
Yeah.
My grandma always kicks my ass.
Yeah.
And she doesn't, she can't even remember
years.
My name.
Yeah.
But she can kick my ass at dominoes.
She thinks she's playing with like a World War II firefighter over here halfway through it, but she's so kicking
her ass. I'll show you here. I got a little trick for you.
She's like, if I win this game, Johnny, you get to go down and motorboat me. Like you used to.
You're like, I'm not Johnny, Grandma.
Yeah. Speaking of weird things like that, I went and saw her on her birthday. And she lives in a nursing home, and her daughter, you know, is pretty old too. But she has it all together, and so it's not like she's in a nursing home by herself. She never sees anybody. Like, we all visit her. There is always family there once a week at least.
And then her
daughter's there every day.
I wanted to be left alone.
But
fuck off.
She didn't recognize me, and she just thought I was just some young dude. And she asked me to dance, and so I had to. I danced with my grandmother without her knowing I was her grandson.
Was she holding you in that kind of awkward
way? She started to hold me kind of close and was like, Grandma. She said, you don't have to call me Grandma.
Oh, no.
I was like, no, you are my grandma.
Oh,
what
my
big
God.
Knees you have.
God damn.
And then I danced with like one of her best friends, so that was awkward too.
You got a little hard.
No, I did not.
That's the awkward part. He had to go cross his legs.
Didn't know I was into grandma's, much less my own, but I am.
Yeah.
It was pretty hot until her teeth fell out.
Oh,
yeah. And then it was just steamy.
They didn't fall out. She took them out. She was getting the gumming ready.
Yeah, I got.
So, like, for the whole rest of the night, she was like just holding me all the time. It was
oh
weird.
God!
So
it was
endearing, but it wasn't anything gross.
It was endearing in like a Russ Meyer way.
No, it just put me in an awkward position. But it's like you don't say no. I mean, she's old and she's your grandma, and you feel bad and.
She hadn't made out in a few years.
I did not take out with my grandma.
Just saying, you can't say no to
You can't
people.
Say no to
that. Well, I can say no to that. Left,
yeah.
But, yeah, she was...
Like, you want to finger my kitty hole?
No. That's my grandma.
Yeah, I know.
You can fuck off.
I'm saying
half
she was...
Half price
on gumming. Yeah. She's like, I'll give
I'm kidding,
you
though. She's probably awesome.
For handy. Yeah.
She propagated
She's a Sunday school teacher, you asshole.
Those are the repressed ones.
But yeah, it was kind of awkward. But I mean, I see her probably about every 2 or 3 months. But nice. Probably should see her a little more often. I just don't have time. I don't even see my parents that often, so
yeah,
I guess I feel alright.
Yeah.
I haven't seen my grandma in a while.
You probably should. They die.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, mine did. Yeah, one of mine.
I've seen my mom's grandma or my mom's mom. I see her quite often, suicide. But I didn't see my dad's
just
mom
old age
that
took
often.
Them.
Oh, yeah. Just
old.
Yeah.
Old people.
So anyway.
Yeah.
Next.
We had a lot of shit happen this week.
Yeah, we did.
Just fucked off like over 30 minutes.
Yeah.
We did have a question.
We did, but I wanted to get to an email first. Or should we get to the question first?
Well, I think Trish has to pull up the email.
Rock an email.
No, I've got it right here.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll let you lead. I'll shut up.
Email. Please.
Yes. Okay.
Did we get an email?
Yeah, you said we got one from Ian.
Yeah, I got it right here.
Let's plan it off.
I
was
going to
say who it was from, so. Anyways, this is from Ian, for those who didn't figure that one out. Spoilers from Nas. Anyways, to the nasty one, the antelope, to end all antelope, that's true. The burrito man, who's not here, so we have...
Well done.
We have Lady Gaga over here. And...
The male version.
And the sleepy fuck... Well, they're both the male
version. That's what I was going to say.
And she has really nice legs, though.
I'm going to assume she does.
And the sleepy fuck who don't give a shit and takes what it wants. That's very aggressive. He says, first, my answer to your question from last week. The celeb that I would most like to see his own punch-out game would be Will Ferrell. Only because I want to see all of his different characters be the people you have to fight in the game.
There's a lot of them.
Little Mac could be John C. Reilly. That's pretty good. I like that one.
I choose the little girl that he's got in his web, like his videos online.
Yeah.
The little girl, like the
in his web.
No, not in his web. Like what is it? The landlord.
Yeah.
Have you guys not seen that?
I'm thinking. I don't know.
It's just a little girl that like goes up to the door and she's quote unquote drunk. And she's like telling Will Ferrell that she wants her money.
Yeah.
She's like, I want my money.
Yeah.
Oh god.
Yeah, yeah. The landlord. It's the little girl.
Yeah.
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 That'd
be amazing. You know what I just described?
Well, I'd like to see Mr. Mugato from Zoolander.
Oh yeah.
Especially Mugato. Like, he throws his dog at you. You know, he's like, obey my dog, and just keeps throwing it.
Obey my dog.
Yeah, and relax that fucking relax the entire thing. And the background's all done up like the hypnosis video with the smiley faces and shit.
And one of the stages is actually Derek Zoolander's School for Children Who Can't Read.
Yeah, you're actually fighting right in front of the gas station. The gas fight statue. You're fighting right in front of it.
Orange mocha frappuccino.
That's thinking about Stepbrothers.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, that's a good movie. The actual one of the finishing moves when you fight him as in Stepbrothers is he buries you. And he's like, nobody can hear you.
This is happening.
He's like, stop burying me. He's like, nobody can hear you. I love that part. Anyway,
that movie's amazing.
It's one of those things where you don't like it the first time you watch it, then you go back and watch it again. He's like got his balls on his drum set. He's like, your drum set's a fat.
Teabagging it.
Anyways, he says, as for my question, what cartoon show would you like to see made into a video game that hasn't? I really want a Frisky Dingo game after watching it again. That's some funny shit. Have a great week and love the show, Ian.
I got one. Right off the bat.
Okay.
Because it never happened, but it's an amazing show. Metalocalypse.
Oh, yeah.
We were watching that
like
the
guitar,
other day.
It'll be a mix of Guitar Hero, a little bit of RPG, stuff like that. So.
No, just the life of the band. It doesn't even have to be any music.
I think they should integrate a Guitar Hero thing into it, where you can go into like Swiss Guard's room, pick up Guitar Hero, and you have to sit there and do this amazing like Dragon Force type fucking
Sims kind of.
Yeah, it'd be awesome. So
I don't know how else to implement it, but just after last week's episode, it was pretty.
Yeah,
fun.
It was pretty funny
with a fucking. What the hell is that thing called where you shock people back to life?
Defibrillator. Yeah. It only had something to unfibrillate them.
Because
instead of walking around with a defibrillator, and it's like it makes them pee themselves when they shock people, and then one of them has a heart attack, and they're just sitting there talking
about it.
He's
having a panic attack.
Yeah, it's a panic attack. And he's like, I know what happened, it's a panic attack. And they're going, he looks fibrillated. Like, and
we've had something
in
defibrillate.
Yeah, Nathan's holding a fucking defibrillator. And it's him and Pickles and Murderface. Oh. Like, he's like, well, maybe if we had something that could, like, unfibrillate him. Yeah, some kind of unfibrillator, like a defibrillator. He's like, yeah, that would be great. I mean, somebody could go in there and just take care of that. It's fucking funny.
I just like how, like, his demeanor never changes, even when he's joking, so it's always like, hey, guys.
maybe we just need to unfibrillate him.
It's like Beavis mixed with, like, fucking Cannibal Corpse.
Well, it's like dancing. No real sense of humor that you can see on the face.
Yeah.
Especially
like
when he gets knocked the fuck out.
Same monotone, but it's always
Yeah,
I fucking love these explosions.
I like Murderface and Pickles the biggest. I like it whenever.
You didn't see the episode with Murderface had the, like, he started trimming his mustache and slicking back his hair?
I didn't see that one.
It's a good episode.
I still like the whole thing wherever Toki starts out doing Swizzgar. And fucking, like, their manager comes up and tells Swizzgar he's been kicked off the ice festival.
Yeah.
As the lead guitarist, because Toki's taken it instead, and he just looks up all depressed, and Nathan goes, oh, wait, in case you didn't hear, you just got kicked off the ice festival. I don't think you noticed it. He's just there, I just thought I'd let you know. But now, what would you go with, Vic?
I would actually, I'd like a little mystery / puzzle game, Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
I'd
go out in the danger cart and I would solve crime.
Danger cart.
Oh yeah.
And you can have like the whole cast, like MCP Pants comes back like several times.
Well, Hand Banana.
But we'll give him Taffy.
Hand Banana would be great.
That's the best episode of Aqua.
Actually, if you could just play Hand Banana, just humping everything.
It's raping everything that it gets near, just raping it. Oh no, what are you doing with that?
Tonight.
or you got the Japanese speaking big squid thing, and he's like,
oh, yeah.
Who's your dead friend? Oh, he's dead. Pissing all over his house. Who's your dead friend? Oh, he's dead. He's coming outside like, what's this thing shitting on my house for?
Yeah, I love the, fucking Ham Banana whenever Meatwad's like, come here, boy. He's like, oh, he ain't a boy no more. He's a man.
He's a man.
Creeps in his room at night. Piece of crap.
I think it's so fucking creepy.
Ham Banana is one of my all-time favorite ones. What sucks is you go on YouTube to show somebody Ham Banana, all you find is like people who have edited the whole clips together. So it's just like you just see him raping Carl.
It's the new Yen Cat. It's not even. It's just like 10 hours of Carl getting raped by Ham Banana. You can watch it the longest.
Wow, that doesn't really set up the punchline, you know? It's like, and then he makes his own dog. It's like, you know, what do you want to be called? Spaghetti. Okay, Spaghetti. Then it's fucking funny. But now, what would you go with?
I don't know about TV show
or
cartoon. Well, TV cartoon, I guess. Mm-hmm. I would probably go with Salad Fingers.
With Salad Fingers. Okay.
Oh God!
Because that would just be creepy as fuck.
Rusty spoons.
I like rusty spoons.
I like it when the red water comes.
I have a good one that could actually easily be turned into a video game per se, fairly easily, based on a lot of stuff they've done in the previous seasons. Venture Brothers.
Yeah.
Venture Brothers action RPG game.
Action RPG.
Yeah. It's good. Not RPG in the event you're just walking around the Venture compound looking through trash cans for extra cash.
No,
they could do it
like the Penny Arcade games where it's kind of like Final Fantasy.
Well, I wouldn't go that far. I'd actually make it to where it's kind of, I'm not sure if I would do like third person or first person or what, but I mean, have something.
It's got to be third person so you can identify
so you can identify the characters, but just like, somewhere you can walk around and do crap and interact with, like, you know, the doc's lab and go over to Dr. O's and check out his.
They just need to have if they do that, they got to have tons and tons and tons of, like, Dr. O just freaking out.
Yeah, Dr. O stuff. Yeah,
I love Dr. O.
Dr. Worky is just fucking hilarious.
You could do Archer too.
Archer, yeah.
Archer.
Archer would make a pretty fun video game.
Yeah.
I'm thinking more like the Extacles and
Squidbillies.
Squidbillies. Oh god.
I don't know. No, the Extacles, the big old X ship with all his cyborg guys.
What's
it freaking called?
Yeah. Damn it.
Frisky Dingo.
Yeah, well that's Frisky, the one that Yeah, with the giant crab.
Correct. Yeah, he's got his little superhero gang. He's just a billionaire, so he goes around and just fights, just starts shit.
Yeah,
actually.
He's a total jackass.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, well, they're doing another Family Guy game.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Speaking of cartoons, and good games, Obsidian's coming out with that South Park game next year.
Yeah.
As an RPG, and we'll see how that comes out. If they give them the time to do it and do it right, then it might come out pretty good.
Yeah.
Even though every other South Park game has sucked. Sorry, everybody. Just saying.
Yeah. That's true.
The one on 64?
The tower defense one's not bad, but the latest one kind of sucked.
Yeah, but the Family Guy game was actually not that bad. I picked that up when it came out years ago on PSP, and that was actually kind of funny because you're running through doing all kinds of... You fight the chicken. you do the chicken fight. And then you have... if I remember, you're taking down... I think they had Joe with the giant wheelchair transformer. I can't remember if they had that in it or if it was just a giant Stewie. It might have been a giant Stewie. I can't remember.
Go on a quick mini rant, though. I mean, you look at all the games that were made with cartoons, like over the last 20 years, they run all the arcades, and all of them are pretty much just beat 'em ups.
Yeah.
And obviously, that was what was on arcade for the most part, like Bad Dudes. And
well, that's what Family Guy embraced.
Yeah, it's just a beat 'em up, and I'm sick of beat-em-ups when it comes to stuff like that. I need to embrace a different idea, a different genre, you know?
Well, see, Family Guy did, like, I think it was 8 different genres wrapped into one game, so there's points, there's parts of the game where you're running around as Peter Griffin just beating the shit out of people to get things. I think it tells you to go beat up 5 fucking people. It's like 50 people, and you're beating up, like, old ladies.
If they're good Family Guy, they need to make it, like, a mystery, and, like...
Yeah.
And then Peter Griffin's trying to solve the mystery, and you can just go through the life...
It kind of is that way.
Like, no, but I mean, but without the beat 'em up stuff, I mean, you could have sections of some violence, but just only make it one clue, you know?
Yeah.
Like, just, but from Peter Griffin's perspective, so you got to play it as a Peter Griffin.
Yeah.
And all the choices are going to be completely ass backwards and everything else. And
you played everybody in the game. You played Peter Griffin, you played Stewie, you played Brian, you played, and it all goes in line with the actual show. Like, when you're playing Brian, you're sneaking around inside, I think it was the police department, because it has something to do with, what's her name, the dog that he knocked up.
Yeah, but it's still a side-scroller, though, isn't it?
No. What, it changes different perspectives depending on what you're doing. Like I told you, it's like 8 different genres in one game, so... And then they also had the non-sequiturs, were actually like the one where Peter gets locked inside of his car, and he's got the code hanger for the rest. They actually had that where you had to try and grab the keys. So you're sitting there, and then they had the one where you have to sit down on the couch, where it's like, this is as bad as the time I forgot how to sit down. And you have to sit there and line it up and, like, fly into the fucking sofa and flip it over. And some of them were fucking funny. But the car one was my favorite, because you're sitting there with the fucking coat hanger trying to get it. Yeah, trying to get the fucking keys.
Locked myself inside the car again.
Yeah, that was fucking hilarious. So
did we have anything else with that email?
No, that was all the email.
So our question from last week was,
if you can make a Punch Out game.
Yeah, what celebrity deserves their own Punch Out game?
Yeah, what responses did we get since you're by the computer?
Well, we got Chris Brown from Justin, Chris Brown. We had Tiger Woods' ex-wife. It's a lame joke, I know, but I think that would be pretty good.
Well, she took that golf club in his car, didn't she?
I think she would be pretty good.
Well, I remember when South Park did the whole joke about her.
Oh, when they had the video game.
Yeah, when they were playing the Tiger Woods video game, and then it gets to that point where he's out there on the green, and this crazy fucking wife shows up, and it's just like, get in the car, dude, get in the car. It's like, start the car, she's gaining. She's in there fucking hitting the ball. And it's like, wow, dude, this new Tiger Woods game rocks.
Yeah. And she actually, she sold their house, or she demolished their house.
Yeah. Well, he was
their, like, multi-billion dollar house that they had, she demolished it.
He was banging with Jocelyn, the porn star. Yeah, a porn chick. It was Jocelyn James or something. I know he fucked her.
Way to go.
Demolished.
Yeah. She had a right to be pissed.
Well, that's what happens when you date a tall, blonde Swedish girl.
They got strength.
They had Nord strength.
They channel
Odin.
She wears a hat with horns on it and comes at you with an axe.
And they butt fuck your fucking Land Rover. That's what they do. So.
She's got cleavage in more ways than one. She will cleave you.
Power.
And then they had another one I thought was pretty good, Betty White.
Who said that?
She'd be like, that was actually Brian Miller.
Way to go, Brian.
Yeah, nice. Yes.
I think we had one more that on another page that you don't have pulled up, but I remember. I think Sophie said the Queen.
Oh, yeah, she said the Queen. Yeah, Queen of England. So you had to fight rabid dogs.
She gonna throw teacups. It'd be kind of like the Witch Doctor, or
no, the Witch Doctor.
Nice
from Diablo.
Yeah,
but you could have like George Bush punch out. You know, he's just sitting there. He's like, "I'm gonna kick your ass," you know. Sorry. And then, especially movies, he throws up on him.
See, I would have
possum.
To go.
If you hold down the X button, he plays possum. Just waits.
I would choose Christian Bale.
So you just sit there.
You just
him
yell at people
verbally
the entire time.
The
yeah. Just yelling at him.
Yeah, he's like, "Oh, I'm
so when
you
when he yells something at you, can he punch you back though?"
Yeah, when he stops to yell, that's when you can come
so
in.
So he could be like, it could be like Mike Tyson's punch out.
Yeah,
he starts yelling at you. That's when you punch him.
Yeah,
it's you wait for his weak point.
Yeah, you wait for his ego. You wait for his ego to come in. That's when you can get a nice.
No, you have to wait for small things to happen, like the mic coming down too far,
or
one of the lights is going out, or something like that, or someone forgets their line.
Yeah, he looks away for a second, and he puts a second punch in the gut.
He's making coffee, and he goes like, "What the fuck?"
Quiet on the set.
He's like, "Pray to me." Just comes running at him. So, we love doing the Batman up at work. He's like, "Swear to me." Oh,
God.
Oh, awesome. Well.
Fun times.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Oh, how did Gauntlet go? I didn't hear really that.
No, that was actually. I guess I posted it too late or something. It actually, me and you were only Gauntlet on.
That's what I saw. I mean, I jumped on, but I wasn't like an official part of it.
I got a few messages afterwards, like, "Hey, where were you?" and all this other stuff. But I don't know what happened.
Can I make a statement about the Gauntlet?
What?
Can I make? Okay. All you motherfuckers out there. No, I'm just kidding. So now here's the thing: is I love PC gaming. Vic would love PC gaming if he didn't have a shitty ass fucking laptop.
Well, I told him he can start borrowing my laptop if you want to do PC Gauntlet.
Technically, it is the only laptop here right now.
Has a bigger dick.
Working, so it works.
It's yeah, it works. Can't really play shit on it, but
it's like a bigger version of your phone. Okay?
You can play like Sister. I can play Age of Empires online with this fucker.
Hey,
just still, yours lags on it, probably.
I can do Golden Age.
So I can do Age of Empires 1. Hey. So, but only for 20 minutes before it overheats.
We'll do Diablo 2 all day. I got twice the RAM I wanted.
I can play Minesweep.
And it's got a pretty mean
and
snake.
Then it crashes.
I'll bust out the stylus and we'll use the old snake just to follow the snake.
Nice. By the way, we do Xbox mainly for our gauntlets because it's the one console all of us have.
Yeah.
Some of us have PlayStation 3s, others don't. And it's one of those things where...
Well, and the party chat is so much better on the 360.
That's true, because it actually works. And with PC, we just get on Skype whenever we're going to do that stuff. It's free, it's simple, it's easy, download it. You have a Skype account, hey, that's really great, and it's actually fun. But when it comes to PC gaming, it's like we want to start doing PC gaming for Gauntlets, but we need to know what people want to fucking play.
Yeah.
We need to know what you guys got.
Well,
we know not everybody.
Between me and Trent, there are 500 games that we have.
Yes.
So, I mean, that's there's... True. We have a shitload of PC games.
Yes. Not all RP, not all multiplayer, but
right. But at heart,
well, I mean, you could always do something like Team Fortress, anything like that too. Just something.
Team Fortress
like,
or Super Monday Night Combat, both free
or
play. Yeah.
Or do another Minecraft night, but on PC and Xbox.
Yeah,
you could jump into the Tiltcast server.
Actually, that was unplanned, and that worked out beautifully.
Yeah.
Yeah, it did.
And the Tiltcast server is looking good. It's a nice map. There's
we got two
of
them.
Shit.
We got one that I'm hosting on my PC, and then you got one that you're hosting on your Xbox.
My 360, yeah.
Oh, nice.
So we got a nice village up there.
No one's been on it since then, though.
No.
Just because I haven't had internet for, like, the past week.
Well, yeah, that would make sense.
So,
yeah.
Well, there's that, and then most people aren't on at the same time. So, not that everyone has to be on, but I at least have to be there.
Yeah, we'll have an announcement about Gauntlet every break.
Yeah.
Because we haven't all talked about it yet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, let us know what you want to play. That's the big deal. Is because otherwise we're just gonna keep playing what we like to play.
Slap it up on the Facebook page,
and we'll forget some things.
Well, and that's another reason to like us on Facebook. Because actually, aside from posting everything, I post everything on Facebook, and then on Twitter I also post stuff like that. But Twitter is so
twatter.
Fucking twatter. It's fucking unorganized as shit, and that's the only reason I don't like it. I know a lot of people like it for their phones.
You have like limited amount of space to make posts in, which kind
of
well, yeah. I mean, it's you can do that, but it's just that unless you have it set up as an alert and you catch it when that alert comes, then you're not going to really know what's going on.
Yeah,
and you got a shitload of people following you on there, or you're following a shitload of people. I mean, it's kind of hard to sort it all out.
Yeah. It's kind of a clusterfuck.
That's why I've been more with Facebook, and I think with Facebook I can reply to stuff. We can all see it at the same time.
Twitter really isn't that hard.
No, I know, but I just...
No, but...
I honestly prefer... I mean, as much shit as I talk about Facebook in general, I prefer the format.
Yeah.
It's just kind of like right now we have a Diablo group going on right now that just keeps growing and keeps growing and keeps growing. And it's... All it is just a bunch... I said, Diablo Nerds Unite. I'm making a group right now.
Yep.
Started dropping people in. People started dropping their friends in. We're all sharing battle tags. And now, pretty much anytime I log in Diablo, I got like 5 friends online. Except for Saturday night on Memorial Day weekend, which really sucked. There was fucking nobody on. I had like 35 friends and none of them were online. I was like, oh, everybody else must have a life. And here I'm doing nothing with myself. Not Victor. He's getting drunk and playing with me some fucking Diablo.
I was... Drunk was the start of it, and then I don't know what it turned into, but I played some Diablo 2, apparently. My guy was leveled up.
You're like, how'd that happen? It's like, I socketed some armor?
I found some good junk.
Like, wow. But, I duped $1 million in cash? Jeez.
I'm fucking addicted as shit to Diablo right now, so that would be an easy one.
I might be buying it tomorrow. I haven't decided yet.
Oh, you should.
I know. I'm debating on sitting on a whole bunch of extra cash or
PC game
stuff.
Of the year right now, Trent. Just saying.
It's getting better. It's less World of Warcraft now. It's becoming more of something.
There's still more left of the year. You know?
It's going to have to be something that really wows me.
The items are getting better. Dropping some uniques.
I got some stuff for news. We'll talk about that. But anyway,
some good news.
Wrapping it all around.
Yeah, I don't know. What do we want to do?
Oh, are we going to talk about some games?
Do we want to talk about games or do we want to break?
I said we break. And then
yeah, we can break. Yeah. It's been a long first half.
Yeah, it has. All right, we'll be back in a minute, guys.
Games next.
Woo!
Boop!
Boop! I always do that.
Glitter
for everyone.
Your dead skin cells that went all over the drink.
Gross. So I guess we'll just jump right into games.
Yeah, we did some of those.
I'm just going to start with myself.
Yeah, what'd you do?
I played Minecraft because my internet's been out.
Yeah, what'd you build?
That was it. Well, Moon and I just got my internet back today, so I literally haven't played anything for a week.
And Saturday was just like sit on the couch with video game all day.
Well, I didn't get it until later, so I only played for about an hour.
Oh, okay.
And that was a little longer than I should have, because I had messaged you to see if you guys had, if everyone was here yet. Because I never got anything back from it, but that's why I ended up calling
sucks.
You.
Yeah, my phone
it
does suck.
It does. But mine also doesn't tell me whenever I have messages.
It's a dumb phone.
It's more like a calculator.
That doesn't even play Snake.
It's a calculator that uses pots and pans to talk to people.
Still need to download that update.
Like, this is a smartphone, that's a smartphone.
It has one of those solar strips that like an old calculator has, and so I put it out in the sun in the morning to charge it up so I can make a couple of calls.
Yours is a joke phone.
It's a joke phone.
It's called a joke.
My old Triphone 3G, it's working pretty good.
It's an OP disc.
It's the old Trios from like fucking like... 10 years ago or more advanced than my phone.
It's like Sidekicks were better than yours.
God, I forgot about those.
Yeah. No, I had an ex that had one of those, and we'd just be driving in her fucking car, and like I'd have to drive for her. She'd just sit there and just pull out the Sidekick and start doing shit. Flip it back up, and every time, make those fucking sounds. Yeah. I just wanted to kill that fucking phone, dude.
All I wanted to do is send a text message. You gotta open up my Game Boy here.
It was like a Game Boy.
Slap it back. Oh, and just like,
it was cool because it was like the first one.
And she was a really tiny chick. Yeah, she was like Holly size.
Yours kicks out, but this son of a bitch, the whole screen does a freaking 180.
It just like
raises up.
Yeah.
Freaking like quarter inch and then spins.
Yeah, one.
Makes a transformer noise. Yeah. And then,
but it's like she was like your fucking size, and she would carry that damn thing because they were big, and she would carry that like in her front pocket. And so it's just a little tiny chick in like skin tight punker jeans with like this fucking huge
brick
bulge, and I'm just
dildo
like,
in her pants.
Yeah, I'm just like,
it's a
penis. It's like it would go about it was about this fucking wide, and that was about how wide her leg was. You know?
So I played Minecraft, and Moon Moon's dad actually discovered one of the glitches, or he found out about one of the glitches that they have, and that if you, it's you've got to have two people with you. One person sets up a dispenser, and then you put, or the other person puts in, you know, like cooked meat or what we did, diamonds.
Yeah.
And then I destroyed the dispenser, and then Moon would pick up something, and then he would just start spitting out diamonds, just infinite amounts of diamonds.
Jeez.
So I took two of the chests and put those together, and we filled up the entire chest of, like,
that's a shitload of diamonds.
Yeah.
Just diamonds. And then we did the same thing with
the
cooked
meat. There's like 64 stacks. Jeez.
Yeah.
So you should make some armor and a pickaxe and a sword and everything else.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I will have well over enough left.
Blinged out.
Yeah.
So you're going to make like a fucking castle now?
Well, it's like in reality.
Just make a diamond castle.
You imagine some guy walking around in diamond armor and you're just like, that does not look that good.
Yeah. And it'll shatter. It's not.
It looks like Zsa Zsa Gabor. He's just walking around covered in diamonds. He's just like, hey, y'all.
I'm like Lady Gaga.
It's like, I'm going to build some shit.
You're going to have to show me what you have so far since you do
that. We can jump on tonight. If you just want to see that, really
quick.
That's
dangerous.
Like,
I could be
home
on for a while. Yeah, I'll jump on. I'll look at it.
Well, that's like my personal one that I don't really want people messing with, just because I've got an idea. Like, I've set this one up. The castle that I have right now is set up in the very middle. I'm going to set four other ones on all corners, and then have like these, just like a rail, not a rail, but like a walkway that's at the very top that connects every single one of them with stuff in the middle. Like on mine right now, the top of it is basically like covered in trees.
Yeah.
And then I've got a waterfall that's coming from it. Like I poured water up on the top and it's like it's got ledges and stuff like that so you can go in and swim.
See, I built my bedroom underwater with all glass.
See, mine's not underwater, but mine, like, I've got this big open area where my bed is, and then I've got, like, the cobblestone behind that. I've got a picture up above the bed.
Sweet.
And then as you go to sleep, you look out the open space, and you've got, like, all of the trees that are above you, and then just the waterfalls that are coming down.
See, I got the water on all walls except for the main wall that comes in from my fortress.
Yeah.
But the floor is all glass with lava underneath it, and my bed is on a raised platform. It's two beds with torches next to them and boxes, so it's like I walk in there, it looks like something from Metalocalypse. It's just a little crazy.
I showed them a little bit of your house, because I showed them how... Like, speaking of Minecraft, since we were talking about it.
Yeah.
I'll tell that story in a little bit, because I want to tell it.
But basically what we did is he started building a tower, and he's like, oh, my tower is getting tall, and I was like, I got to do something. I was like, I'm going to make a tower. Then it turned into, like, this, basically a big dick contest.
Yeah, it was. I told you I was doing it for the kids. You can't compete with that.
Yeah. And so
yours is girthy. His is long and thin.
Well, see, the thing is, well, there's a reason why mine is long and thin.
It's just faster to make it, though.
Well, no, because I only need it for one reason, and that was a beacon.
Yeah, yours is a beacon. Yeah. I was making, like, a skyscraper.
He was making a skyscraper, but he also made his out of wood.
Well, it looked nice.
It looked nice. But I wasn't going for nice. You don't see skyscrapers looking nice. They look functional.
Well, I was actually kind of going for a little bit of an Asian theme, too. So
yeah,
like
and
I
it
had
does.
A little,
it looks
yeah.
very Asian.
Yeah, it looks nice. It looks nice. But, well, what's left of it? But
Well, I gotta rebuild.
Yeah, you can rebuild.
Well, you filled yours with lava.
That's what New York said. So, but, yeah, well, what happened was is I built a 3x3.
Concrete burns.
Yeah, a 3x3 glass tower. That goes up to the max height of like 250 blocks, and it comes from the base of my castle inside through a glass roof, and then continues upward all the way up, glass and fucking cobblestone all the way up, and then I went up to the top with a ladder, and I broke open the top part, lava, sealed it, climbed back down. Now, I put a sign on top that says, get off my tower. And I'm talking to him, and he's like, I need to do something with my tower, and I was like, I don't know. And he goes, like, well, you said, like, I need to get some lava. And I was like, I'll bring you some. So I brought him, like, two buckets of lava and threw him in a trench I had found. So there was, like, this just nice T section of lava that was maybe about 5 or 6 squares.
Well, I'd originally written out tilt cast in there.
Yeah. Oh, and that's what that T was for?
That's what it originally was, and then I covered it all up, and there's just the T left.
Yeah, I didn't know what it was. I just found it. I was like, well, that kind of looks like a cross. So, you know, so I actually extended it one extra thing so that if you came over there, you wouldn't think I carved my name out.
Okay.
Not that type of guy. And I threw lava in there, and he grabs it and starts grabbing something. He goes, I need more. I was like, follow me. So we go into my house and down into where my workshop bedroom is, and there's a corridor that I have that I've made that leads to this huge corridor.
You got a lot of minerals down there.
Yeah, there's a lot of shit. I heard you fucking mining something. I think you
were mining anything.
You were doing something. I heard, because I remember whenever I was sitting there extending the lava flow somewhere, I heard like ding, 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 ding.
No,
I was picking stuff up.
It's because I died.
Oh, really? No, this is before.
No. I caught on fire while I was down there with, because the way his lava flows, it flows at an angle, and so I was trying to box it in so I could grab it. And the problem is, I got a little too close to the fire, and my feet lit on fire, and of course, I lit on fire.
Yeah.
I started running around looking for water, and when you're on fire, it's kind of hard to see.
Yeah. Well, there was water right up and about.
No, I saw that. But I just didn't know where it was, and so I ended up burning to death in my fucking diamond armor.
Yeah.
Which pissed me off, and so I was like, I gotta go find my shit. And I found a map mod that'll, like, you can add waypoints to anywhere in the world, which is really handy.
Yeah.
And so it shows me exactly where I died. So I, like, hauled ass back there to go grab my shit, and that's what you're hearing, is us picking up all the stuff.
But, there's that water flow. When I first found that chamber, I was down about maybe 200 blocks, and maybe more, actually, and I dug that huge expanse of the ladders all the way straight down, just revealing the different chambers. And when I got down there, I found that water stream that was really huge. I actually blocked it off to stop it a bit, because it was mixing with the lava and making obsidian. So I harvested all the obsidian, and I kept them separate, but I need to actually get some of that water and throw it down in that original trench that's there before the lava flow, so I could have water in case I do catch fire or somebody walks into it. And, by the way, so I let him load up full of lava. I said, yeah, just use it whenever you want. You know, there's a lot of it. And so I exposed a lot more.
It replenishes, yeah.
Yeah, I exposed a lot more to get a bigger flow so you can actually fill up, like, 10 buckets worth if you need. And then I'm off doing something else in my house. I just hear him say, he types, oh, shit. And I knew what happened. I just didn't want to say anything. So I said, put question mark. And about 2 minutes go by, and he comes back. And so I just burned half my house down. and I'm like, oh, I got to see this. So I go walking over there, and I'm like, I knew it. I knew I was going to. I'm like that guy who introduced you to like marijuana, and then you die of heroin. You know? So that's kind of how it goes. So I get over there. I'm like, your house looks fine. He's like, no, on the inside. So I walk in, and there's just like floors missing. I had to actually.
I showed them. What had happened is on the top, I was making a four, like I made a column that was four bricks, like all the way up from, like, I made a basement, and I took it all the way up through the basement, all the way up to the top, and then I surrounded it with glass. So I'd have a lava tube going down the middle to help light it up, which I thought that'd be kind of neat. And once I got up to the very top, I made the top platform out of stone, but I used the paving bricks, and the paving bricks are only half high. And so what happened is it seeped through the paving brick and got onto the floor underneath, and the floor underneath is wood. And so the wood caught fire, but it didn't look like it caught fire immediately, so I, like, blocked it off with stone, thought it was cool, and tried to scoop it up with buckets, and it wasn't doing anything, and then you said, or something just in me, I was just like, I wonder, I should check the other floor. So I block it all off, and I'm thinking everything's pretty cool. I go down a floor, and, like, half the floor's missing, and then I look outside, and, like, things are on fire, and, like, the whole side of my tower is on fire, and I was like, fuck me.
And then
I started blocking it off with dirt, and then I get down to my bottom floor. My bottom three floors are all wood inside of a brick castle, you know?
And it's all gone.
Like, chunks of it are gone. And so I had a couple of buckets of water with me, and so I tried dousing it, and, like, I filled my whole house with water, and... Like, I had streams going through, and I'm still... It's going to take me probably about 2 hours to fix it. But.
And I'm upstairs looking at this thing, and all of a sudden, these little fires start breaking out in different spots. I'm like, hey, dude, there's a fire, so I throw some dirt down. I'm like, and I break it away. I'm like, oh, okay, it's cool. And I'm just standing there waiting to see that. And then it catches fire, not just on this side. Now it's on that side, and actually eats through the wood that time. I'm like, oh, shit. And so he gets up there and says, I don't know where it's coming from. I don't see anything.
Well, it was just that one single, that paving tile. Yeah. It was leaking through that paving tile, and I didn't realize it.
Yeah, I didn't have any problems like that.
Well, it's the method I used. I should have just used bricks. And I was just trying to make it very feng shui, you know? I was just trying to make it look cool.
Yeah.
And with the paving stones up on top, because I thought it looked neat. But
It probably looked neater when it was bursting into flames.
Well, if you look at it from one side, you can't see any... There's nothing you can see. You turn around and it's kind of like
that's
that.
Like a hot chick on
one side of the face. Like, turn around and then
but the other side of her face is just like
it's a train wreck.
It's like mole
black
city.
Black eye, missing like four teeth.
Yeah, you're like, you know, if I just make it turn that way, it's not that bad.
It had a nice ass.
It had a nice caboose.
Should you turn back around?
Yeah.
But yeah, so that was the last.
God, and you know, we were up really fucking late. It was a work night. It was last night.
Yeah, we were up till like 1.
No, 1:30. We were up till 2:15.
Was it 2:15? Okay, yeah.
Yeah, because I barely made it to work this morning.
Yeah. This is one of those days.
Yeah, I was up really fucking late.
Yeah.
No, I might go fix that after we're done.
Oh, no.
Well, no, what happened was during Memorial Weekend, I decided to drink a soda. Because I was like, yeah, it's been 2 months.
That's what I'm doing right now.
Yeah, it's been 2 months since I had soda. So it's like, well, I'm going to drink a soda because, you know, it's Memorial Weekend. It's a holiday weekend. I'm not drinking, so I might as well, you know, do something. I'm not barbecuing. So I was like, oh, I'll have a drink. And you left that Mountain Dew over here. And I thought that's what that was, but it was actually his Mountain Dew. Yeah. So I drank some. I was up for like fucking 24 hours. My Minecraft, I only started playing it this last weekend. If you look at my logged hours, it's over 28 hours.
How do you look at your logged hours?
On Steam, it actually tells
me. Oh, because you're playing through the Steam,
so I have it added on
Steam. Oh, God, I wouldn't want to look at mine.
Yeah, and I was just like, I looked at it Sunday 1. 2 night.
1.2 years.
Yeah.
What the heck is going
on? I
probably
had like over 200 hours in that fucking game.
But I looked at it Sunday night, and I was just like, oh, my God. I was like, my life is just like shit right now. So I feel like shit. I was like 24 hours like Mountain Dew high, so you just feel all kind of like, eh, and your hair
kind
is
of
all
sweaty, and your hair's all fucking.
You look like the dude from the History Channel when you're playing Minecraft.
Mountain Dew.
Yeah, I was like, Mountain Dew. With your hands to the side. You know, just Minecraft. Yeah, and Mountain Dew actually influenced a lot of the design.
Why it's so abstract?
It's abstract because I found a big mountain that was next to the village and just started carving into it. I was like, fuck stacking, carve out. Because I'll get all the things I need to make tools from doing that. I'll also run into coal and everything else, gold.
Aesthetically, I'm really anal, and so I hate the way the cobblestone looks.
Now I'm being anal and fixing it and redoing stuff, yeah. So I'm carving out the box for the whole thing, and now I'm adding stuff on and fixing it all up and replacing it with actual stone and everything like that.
Before you know it, it's gonna take you forever.
It's actually not that bad. The inside, for the most part, is going to be the first part of it. And then the outside, because once I get the inside done, it's just going on a straight line back and forth on one wall and then just slamming the fucking things. Because the way I do stuff, like when I built that tower, I had like over 600 blocks of glass in my inventory, so I wouldn't have to stop. So I mined everything, plus I have 6 ovens down inside my house. I just cook 6 things at a time.
You should see my
and
oven
walk
bake.
Away. Yeah.
I have or an, you should see ours that we've got on the 360.
Well, what I did is I created a kitchen, and the kitchen has 4 like stacked together in the wall.
Yeah.
And then in my crafting room, I have 12 of them all stacked together. And so I can load that up and let it go for a little while I go do other things.
And that's what I do. And I have a few other ones that are just throughout different areas inside of my, not so much in the castle, but downstairs inside of the quarry. There's probably about 8 or 9 of them just in different keys.
To explain this to people that are haters of Minecraft, it's really the appeal of this game is it's like Legos.
Yeah, totally.
It's awesome. Yeah.
That's pretty much what it is. And that's why people spend so much goddamn time.
I was iffy about it when it came out, and then I finally started playing it, and dude, yeah, I played the shit out of it.
It's just, unfortunately. It's not that complex of a game.
I knew that I was going to get addicted to
it. I will never admit
it
to, if I meet another girl I'm interested in dating, I will not tell her that I play Minecraft every once in a while. I will just leave that out until at least we've had sex once. Because then she's locked in, pretty much, you know. So, because the herpes and stuff.
Yeah, she's not going to, you know. At least you guys have the same strain, so she's stuck with someone with it.
Yeah. But no, I'm just not going to tell her about Minecraft, so I'll just be like, no, it's like, if she goes like, so you ever had any STDs? Minecraft. So, yeah. But it's highly addictive. Minecrabs. No, but my favorite thing is to get the creepers and lure them into places and then make them blow up.
Yeah, so you can clear out stuff.
Yeah, I was doing that on the roof because there's a lot of fucking, like, just piles of dirt and stuff that that are just the natural landscape. There's like a forest on top of my fucking house that was naturally there, and I'm going to go through and just mine everything, all the trees, and then grow some new ones.
I started a dock over by your house. Well, I got the dock that extends to your house, and on the other side of the lake, there was a dock.
There was one that was on the other. There's that one that comes down, and then there's one little tiny one. I didn't know who built any of those, so I didn't touch them, but if they're yours, then I'll go ahead and I'll extend them some more and build some stuff.
I was just doing it because one day I got bored and I was like, I need food. And when we first started that world, me and Will Dova started it.
Yeah,
we were like, I need food, and there wasn't any chickens, there wasn't any cows, there wasn't anything to eat. So I was like, we can fish and stay alive, because then the difference is you get hungry in the newer modes.
Yeah.
And so, which isn't on the X. I don't know that you don't get hungry on the 360 mode.
No, you don't.
So your food bar whittles down, and you got to keep feeding yourself.
Yeah.
So it's not just for getting hearts back; it's to keep
that
yourself
you get,
alive.
You get your and hearts so, back if you're at full hunger, as like if you filled.
Well,
the
right,
bar
but,
up,
but yeah, yeah, there's not a hunger.
I mean,
bar
I explained
Xbox.
It to them, so yeah.
Yeah, and so that's like what we did is I built a dock, and that dock, that original one that's just made out of dirt, was just my fishing hut.
Oh yeah,
because and so I go over there and I fished up like a stack of fish so we have something to eat.
Yeah, I have. See, I have that trap door that comes out from my bedroom that goes up to a little island that's in the middle of that. That's my fishing area. I just go for it because I have all my boxes in there. I just go through that pathway which runs under the river, under the lake where my bedroom is, and then come up the ladder and puts me on this little tiny island that was out there. I just sit there and use that as a fucking fishing post and
see,
then go down.
There's that snowy area that's by there. I want to make an igloo, like a fishing igloo.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like ice fishing.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, my favorite thing is that you can just kind of go. If you ever want to just fuck yourself when you first start playing a map, just build a little house to survive for a few nights while you get some resources and crap, and then just start walking in one direction until you can't see where you came from. And just keep going. And then try and find your way back after maybe 30 minutes,
yeah.
Even 10 minutes of walking, you will not find your way back.
No, you will not.
You just need to start over.
So that's why you need that map mod that I've been using?
Yeah, yeah.
The map mod just lets you set waypoints. So I've got a waypoint set for my base, and I can see that no matter where I'm at on the map, and it tells me how many squares I am from it.
Nice.
So when we were playing the other night, I got like 14,000 squares away. Because I'd been walking in one direction for like 2 hours.
Oh, is that whenever we went to the village?
Yeah, no, yeah. Before we went to the village, and I was just on a boat, and I was just like, I'm just going to keep sailing and see how far this map goes, and obviously yeah. I just wasn't thinking that Minecraft just keeps generating shit.
Yeah.
Well, and so,
big
lava tower.
Couldn't
you just follow his big fowler?
Sure.
No, because the draw distance makes it disappear after 250 blocks back, so you got to realize that that's 250 blocks up, and then 250 blocks over.
Yeah.
So just one big cube.
Just starts.
Yeah.
Going out. And eventually, and what sucks is since everything is square, man-made structures and natural structures almost look alike. So there's been times where I was lost I was lost for like an hour, and then he finally logged on and I said, "Dude, I'm lost."
I was like, "Give me your coordinates so I can find you."
Yeah, and I was like, "Okay," and but I was looking around to stay. I found villages with NPCs with big noses, and I was like, "These are freaky," you know. I didn't know what the fuck I was.
With the character pack I have, there was some that looked like Jawas, looked just like Jawas, and I didn't know what that was all about. But apparently, you can throw stuff at them, like food or something like that, and they'll give you stuff back.
Nice.
And what I was looking for is I found two villages.
Mm.
And some of them have iron golems. The iron golems are like these creatures that you can create that'll like protect your area.
Nice.
Huh.
So I'm thinking about creating like four of them just roam the grounds around.
Well, what sucks is I got to the village and nighttime was getting ready to come in. I need to make food. And I come walking in the house and I shut the door and all of a sudden there's like five fucking zombie things that's just banging on the fucking door.
So fucking
and they're just sitting there doing it and I'm just like, what the fuck? And I turn around and they're all outside the door. I was like, I don't know whose house this is. All the villagers disappeared and now there's zombies.
Yeah, like, the villagers like go somewhere else at night or something.
Yeah, I've run into a few at night. They're all inside one house. I ran into them.
Oh, they're all
one
hiding
house.
In a house?
Pretty much. I opened a door, and there was, like, so many of them there, I could not fit into the door. So I said, fuck it, and I closed it because I had a creeper chasing me, and I just ran into the next house, and nobody was in there. There's no furniture, there's no nothing, so you have to make anything
weird.
You bring with you.
It's weird, like...
Yeah, they're like Amish.
Yeah.
So, except they don't make anything, so...
Well, the pre-generated structures, but...
Yeah.
I don't know what... I probably should look more into that, but...
What is crazy, though, is when you're... I've gone on a couple of the public stuff...
Yeah.
And what's weird is when you're on there and you find areas that are just, like, long forgotten. They're like ghost towns. And you come walking up to them and there's, like, stuff people have built. And you can see the huge city and this is just something that somebody built that never even completed it. Or they were using it for something really quick, like a makeshift hideout for a while. And there's a little, you know, chest in there and a little table for making stuff. And it's just like, you know, but the whole place is just, like, total, like, either it's been completely mined out and they moved on. There's nothing left. And you're like, wow, it's kind of creepy, weird. And then you get lost, and there's nobody around, and you see the structure with a light on. You're like, oh, hey, maybe that's the city. And you come walking out, it's just a little tiny hut. This one you put a ladder in, so you can climb into the top, and it's a hideout for nighttime. And there's like a bed in there and shit. And you're like, this is kind of creepy, weird. So,
would you log on some public servers?
Yeah.
It's a weird game.
Let's see, my company has a server, so I log onto my company server as well. And second you log in, it just says The Hunger Games. And when you walk in, it says player PvP activated. And you're like, so he actually built it. He actually did. Ken built it. He built an arena that the second you walk in, it's Battle Royale. for everybody.
That's awesome.
That so, is epic.
And he actually programmed in custom messages, so it'll tell you everything that's going on. So, pretty intelligent, pretty smart.
Does it show what happens on the very top? Like, at the end of the night, does it show how many people died?
No, I actually didn't play it. He's still building it. So, but he had those functions turned on. So I went in there and I made a little tree fort. So, which I added just a crafting box and some other stuff so people can use it before they go in.
Forgot about tree forts.
So
tree forts are awesome in that game.
Yeah. Well, I found it's really one of those big, thick, like, six-stack trees that's grown up. Just carved some of it out and then built slats. And then threw some crafting table, an oven, some other crafts so people can basically craft before they go in if they need to make weapons and stuff so they just don't walk in and then get fucked. Because I don't know if you put any of those in there.
So anyways, that's Minecraft. We talked about that a lot.
Yeah, we did. So, Trent.
Minecraft.
That's it?
No, Dead Island. I went through some Dead Island again because I just felt like playing it.
It's an awesome game.
Yeah, I love Xbox version, and I bought PC. Actually, I didn't buy it. Sorry, my friend Jeff gave it to me. He's like, I don't know why you don't have this yet. And I was like, I do. Just not on PC. And so I went playing through it again, and yeah, it's still a great game. And on PC, it looks fantastic. And weird thing is that...
You were saying controller was the better option.
Yeah, controller's the better option, because even when I was running the cinematics, like the intro video with the song and stuff, was all weird and crap and clipping, but the second I set it to enable controller, and every time I go back in the game with the controller enabled, no issues
with
the video.
I figured it was something to do with mouse look or something like that.
I don't know, but any time that I had the keyboard and mouse hooked up, all videos were fucked up looking. Any time I had the controller hooked up, everything ran smooth as shit, so I don't know. But I ran through that and had a lot of fun doing that and beat it. I think finished at like level 37, which is about normal.
Yeah.
So, and I don't know if I'll go back through to get to another 50 again because
that's a long trip.
I actually did get every collectible this time. I wasn't even trying, and I finally got the achievement for seeing my collection, which was to get every personal ID card. Yeah. I don't know
on
how.
On the 360?
No, on the PC.
Because I don't think there is one on 360.
No, there is.
Is there?
Yeah.
Motherfucker.
I don't remember. I think I might have that one.
You'll never find them.
Well, I have Windows. I have a Xbox on my phone. So let me just, but I actually got that fucking achievement on the PC version. I was like, wow, that's really weird. So I didn't even try. And there's like about 100 or so of them. So that was pretty interesting. And then... that's about all I did. I noticed that Darwinia, and nobody knows what Darwinia is.
I know what Darwinia is.
Okay. Well, they're on sale right now, and I've had Darwinia. That's one of the first Steam games I ever bought, was Darwinia. Mm-hmm. And they put some of their other shit on sale, so I think I'm going to buy the other one they have, which is basically RTS. Well, not RTS, but it's basically kind of like, you know, you build up your armies and you have to go off and play King of the Hill, capture flags, capture statues, and it's all with the Darwinia engine, so it looks like Darwinia, which is really cute and very Tron-y. Yeah, little like recognizers you can send out that are called engineers and stuff.
Yeah.
It's very Tron inspired, but it's with these cute little stick guys that you just send out armies of them to die, you know? But they're selling the new one. It's not the new one, but the other version of the game, which is the versus one for like $4. So, and I like Darwinia enough, I think I'm going to pick it up. So, other than that.
Nothing.
Is that it?
You?
Diablo 3.
Yeah, we played a shitload of that. What, your character, what, you got the mage, Stink Mage, right?
Yep.
What level is Stink Mage now?
40-something. I'm in the 40s, and a female wizard. It's my version of a sorceress. I keep him going.
Yeah, you see, I got the Demon Hunter at like 35, and then I got the Witch Doctor, which I'm becoming more and more obsessed with.
Mm-hmm.
Especially since the DPS on the Witch Doctor is supposed to be fucking king once you get it built up enough.
It looks like it's getting up there. So at first, you're more of just a tank, and it takes a long grind to kill anything. But
sorta.
It looks like you're...
Well, like right now, I can out-DPS anybody at my level.
Really?
Yeah, because right now, if I hit... My DPS on my Witch Doctor is 40. Sitting at like 1350, and then I have a damage buff where if I get close to like 5 dudes and hit this damage buff, I suck their life out, which give me mana or health or slow them down or whatever I want to do, or I can blow up and hurt them. And then my DPS jumps up to like 25 something, and I have these little zombies that I can summon and like throw them. It's kind of, you kind of Red Rover them. You like It's like bowling with zombies. Like, you like swing your arm out, and he does this weird cry out. You're like, whoa!
Sounds like he's Olong Johnson. He's Olong Johnson. Oh.
And he does that thing, and then he summons, like, a zombie, and I got, like, two different configurations. I can do, like, three zombies at once or one zombie. And then if I'm, like, fucking amped up, I'm already critting for, like, 4,500. It's fucking insane.
Jeez. Yeah, I'm right around 1,000 DPS, but that's... I don't by any means have any battle gear. I'm still MFing some, but...
Well, I haven't bought anything. I mean, they got the auction house going and everything else. I twinked out for, to use a wild term, I twinked out my barbarian at level 10. I gave them all fucking, not orange, but rare gear, yellow gear.
Yeah.
I've gotten a couple of rares, but that game is not getting old anytime soon. I have been playing the shit out of that. I beat it the night before me and you jumped on, finally on regular mode, with Matt. And then the second night, when you came in, me and you were playing, we beat it again on normal with my other character.
Yeah.
Which is really neat. And then I've been playing through Nightmare. Nightmare, I'm in Act 2 right now. So, Nightmare, though, is where the game starts getting real.
Oh, it starts becoming...
We didn't really talk about this, so we didn't know what we were kind of getting into last week. But with Nightmare mode, like, you have these rares, and the rares used to be not really that big of a fucking deal. They'd have, like, one special ability, and that was it. And now that it's, like, they have these, like, it'll say rare, then it'll have an additional ability, what they do. And, like, when you get on, like, Hell mode, they'll have, like, two or three abilities. And in Inferno, they have, like, it just... a shitload of abilities. What did somebody post it on our Diablo thing?
Yeah, my buddy Daniel actually did it. I will look it up.
You look it up, but basically, like, it's funny. So they'll summon, like, laser beams. Like, it's just like you kill. There's this skeleton that's a rare skeleton or whatever, and he has an ability of teleporting, and then he also has these things that, like these little points, like turrets that, like, shoot laser beams in a big white arc, and so you got to dodge the laser beams while you're trying to kill everything else, and they have these insane amount of health.
And they're molten. They're dropping that freaking...
Or you'll have these guys that fucking explode and then kill your guys, or the, I'm trying to think of some of the other ones that they had, but the laser beam's the one that always cracks me up. It's like rare skeleton of something, 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 abilities, teleportation, and laser beams. And, like, you just, like, you see these fucking laser beams go out, and they fucking hurt. You gotta back the fuck up, but, yeah, you should read that.
This is basically an example of something, you know, higher up levels turn into. Because it's just a unique enemy over there. Still basically skeleton with a sword, but, it's Borgaw's Wraith, and it's fast, extra health, vampiric, molten mortar, vortex, arcane, enchanted, frozen, plague, jailer, invulnerable minions, horde teleporter, swords for arms, legs made of scorpions, chance to respawn, reduced drop quality, rusts equipment, steals money, downgrades gems, will follow you back to town and throw your stash in the ocean while laughing. Fuck you.
And that's...
So that's pretty much what it turns into once you get up there. You just fucking go back to town.
Yeah, it's...
Fuck
yeah,
this.
Well,
make a new room.
Have you seen that? There's somebody that posted the meme on our page, but it's like this is how I play Diablo in Inferno mode, and it's just a kid running from chickens.
Yeah. Yeah, it's on the Diablo Nerds Unite page.
Yeah,
check it out.
Well, you have to get an invite.
Oh, it is our hidden little
it's
secret.
It's a hidden little secret. But actually,
if they're Tiltcast friends, we can invite them.
Yeah, if you're a Tiltcaster friend and you want to become part of that, just find me or Victor, because we can add people.
Yeah.
And
we're kind of cool.
We're adding people left and right.
We're important. Kind of a big deal.
Well, I added a couple people.
kind of a big deal.
I don't know if you know it or not.
Well, some people. I don't check the official email all that much. I check it before episodes. And so the Nymph sent me a message on Thursday through the official email, telling me what his gamer tag was so that I could add him, so that he could play Saturday night with us. I didn't see that.
Damn.
I feel like such an asshole. What the hell is his name? Paul from Germany hit me up, and he's like, yeah, I tried adding you, blah, 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 didn't you get to play or whatever. And so I finally added him today, and then I added both of them to the Facebook group. So, but anyways, yeah, we kind of got a little Diablo rampage going on. There's always somebody on there, and if you jump on that page, we can start getting this army going together so that you always have somebody to play with, always have a battle buddy. But I've honestly played more co-op than anything else. That's almost all I do. I almost can't play single player.
It's not as fun. I mean, you take a Templar or the Enchantress from town, it's okay, but it's not like having 20 meat shields and I can just sit back there and
just
run.
It's like me and you were on Nightmare and we had two other buddies with us.
Yep.
And, like, we get to those poles and there'd be, like, 60 dudes.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, they're all tougher. And it's like, they just like fucking pour gems out of their throats. Like, you fucking...
Oh, it was...
Like,
it was,
you kill them, like, and it's like, there's like gold and like loot going all over the fucking place. And it's like...
It was awesome. And I'm still in like Diablo 2 mode. I'm like, oh, gotta pick it up, gotta pick it up, gotta pick it up. I'm clicking on the screen. My buddy's like, why? Well, you know they can't take your crap. I'm like, it's just... You'll grab it.
Before it goes.
Yep.
So speaking of that, I also got to Whimsyshire. Have you gotten to Whimsyshire yet?
I don't even want to. It's such a disgusting insult.
Oh,
I'm pretty upset about it.
So... I'm not going to spoil it too much, but basically there is a cow level,
mm-hmm.
but it's very rainbow bright.
You fight mushrooms and flowers.
You fight mushrooms and flowers and ponies.
And unicorns.
Unicorns and whatever else. But it's kind of entertaining, I'm just saying. The music's trippy as shit. It's fucking insane. But it costs...
I always like the secret cow level.
How are the drops, though?
Oh, not bad.
But you got to upgrade again
for Nightmare. So we've just been doing it on normal.
But you got to look at what your cost is to get in that place. $100,000 for the cowbell or the
staff.
Yeah, this. No, no, it's for the bell.
Was it a bell?
It's
called
a bell.
Yeah, okay, maybe it's a bell.
Wart's cowbell or something. Like that.
Yeah, Wart's bell.
And then you have
they brought Wart back in.
You got to randomly drop that leg.
Right.
Leoric's office stand, which you randomly generates. You've got that.
But you can keep reloading that area until you get it.
You can, but it's still random that it drops and randomly generates. And then you've got that damn rainbow juice.
Yeah.
Then you've got...
The mushroom.
And that jabbering gem, too.
Yeah.
The jabbering gem. And those are completely random drops.
But you can reload those areas over and over and over again if you want to farm it. To kind of put that in perspective, my buddy Matt, that you were playing with... I think you played with me and Matt for a little bit.
Yeah.
And he had to drop out. But he spent about 3 hours farming this stuff until he got it. So he spent... a few hours doing it, which for a game like this isn't really that bad. But he did invest quite a bit of money in it. He's made it back, but it's taken him about 3 or 4 days to make the money back. And he plays pretty religiously.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, overall, I mean, one character's got like 25 hours in it, another character's got about 16, 17 hours in it, another character's got 16, 17 hours in it. I mean, I've put a shitload of time into this game. And that's I'm good. Just now on Nightmare. And then once you get to Inferno, so it goes... Normal, Nightmare, Hell, and then Inferno. And Inferno's the new level of difficulty. Once you hit that level, you start getting teardrops. So every act has a different set of gear that has its own set of resistances and set of abilities that kind of help you to get through that level. And it all looks pretty awesome. And it goes, what, tier 16?
Oh, it gets insane.
So yeah, you get set drops from different bosses and stuff like that, almost like an MMO. But which is, in my opinion, is kind of cool. And... to kind of segue this a little bit, since we've been talking about it, obviously me and Vic are pretty addicted. There's a lot of hate going on right now. There's a lot of haterade being passed around about the online thing. And I can see, I posted something, I ranted about it on our Diablo thing. Didn't want to rant too publicly about it, but there's a famous internet dude that ranted about the constant online DRM. And honestly, there's been DRM in a lot of things that really pissed me off, like BioShock, the first one. 2K Games put that out, and you could install it twice, and that was it. And after that, you couldn't install it again. A lot of the Ubi games are really shitty about their DRM with PC gaming. With Diablo, you've been able to log in at different people's houses, basically as long as you have the game client, and you just log in with your information, and you're ready to go. And I've had friends that posted stuff, people that listen to this show that said, hey, you know, it sucks with my shitty internet connection if somebody's on Netflix. I can understand that. I would understand if you wanted a single-player mode, but honestly... For me, it's a hybrid game. It's not a massively multiplayer game, but it is. I don't have a raid schedule. I don't have to be on at a certain time to beat this boss. But if I do get to Inferno mode and I want to play it kind of seriously, I could probably set something like that. But for the time being, I could jump into a random public game and play with somebody or play with one of like 65 friends that I have online at any time. And I like the jump in, jump out shit. Unless I'm playing on hardcore, and there is the ability to turn that off. So a lot of times I'll set it to where I want it to be a private game, basically. So when I was playing hardcore, it was invite only. I was not letting some random motherfucker jump in.
Yeah.
You can be my friend, but you're not going to kill me on fucking hardcore mode.
Yeah, just make your whatever you're fighting is now twice as hard, and they're off just jerking in the other room, and you get murdered by this freaking unique you run into. That's not fair.
Yeah, hardcore mode is a whole new level of difficulty. It's one of those things where you have one life to live through the whole game. And you level up, and it makes everything a lot more difficult and a lot different in the way you play, because you're like hiding from fucking spiders sometimes.
Yeah, you put 20 hours in this character, and, you know, well,
if
on top
it dies,
of that, you lag out and get killed.
The only thing that's going to happen when he dies is they go into your Hall of Heroes, and that's pretty much it. You don't share any of your gold or anything else through your other characters. So to also put this, which is another cool fact, you have a basically a a chest, a community chest for all your characters. You can throw all your shit in, and all your gold would on the normal modes, like normal, nightmare, inferno, whatever. All that shared between all your characters. So if I start a character and play him up to level 20, and then I jump on a new character, he can access that gold immediately.
Pros and cons to that, old school Diablo 2, you had to actually keep a room open for at least 6 minutes, 5 or 6 minutes, I used to set a timer for it, and then throw your stuff on the ground, leave the room, come back in, pick it up with the other character. Yeah. Now, that was cool because you had a lot more, you had 40 slots on every one of your characters, you put 8 on the count, you know, just, yeah. You have a bunch of mules. Now, you don't have to do that, but you are limited in your total space. You can't just build another character and have more room.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, you have up to 10 characters though, right?
Yeah.
So you could build a mule character and do that if you really needed to.
You could, but it's still only giving you your stash space, not your chest.
So, kind of in closing that, I can understand where, like, my buddy Jason has a shitty internet connection out in Sepulpa, and his wife gets on Netflix and watches a movie, and they can't play anything serious on it. I can understand that, and that part kind of sucks. But the benefits of the game being as badass as it is, being as amazing as it is, kind of outweighs that con. The last thing that I have to rant about, and I was going to kind of bring this up with anybody here since you don't know about it, is the auction house. They're setting up a new auction house on this where you can buy things with real money. So it's not free to play. It's not like you have to do this. You can still use your regular gold that you make in game to buy other stuff. They're going to make a separate auction house for people to sell shit. Now, the reason for that is back in Diablo 1 and 2 days, people were getting items or duping items and then selling them on eBay.
Yeah.
And then with this, it's not eBay, but it works kind of like that. Now, Blizzard also charges a flat fee per sale. It's not very much. It's like
15%, I think.
Yeah, 15% up to a certain amount of dollar amount, so like up to $10. But in the beta, they had stuff that was going for like $60. So, I mean, you could farm gems. You can actually build a real-world economy out of this and actually find something where it's actually a low price or being sold too low, buy it, and then resell it again at a higher price. You could actually do Diablo stock trading with this.
Stock market.
Which is kind of crazy in a video game, and I'm kind of interested to see how that happens. Now, personally, I'm not going
to
buy shit on this.
Well, it used
unless
to be
unless
that
I
way.
Find something that's really rare, I might sell something. Or I might see something that's really cheap, buy it, and then sell it for more. But that's not why I play the game. But it's a weird way of reining in that eBay economy into their own server and then making money again off of it.
Smart choice. Really smart of them because people made a living on that.
Yeah, but they were duping shit too, which is kind of bullshit.
Well, it is, but I still think there's a couple things wrong with the whole online thing. Like, you can leave a game, come back in it, and there's actually a quest. Once you kill one of the bosses, you can hit it up for experience in town, leave before you go to a waypoint or anything, come back in, hit him up again, same experience. 12,500 experience. Leave the room, come back in. 3 times,
and
kill the best. There's actually a script out there right now that auto-logs in your character, clicks it, gets out, auto-logs in again, start at 8 in the morning, by noon you're level 50. So I don't know if that's
still
going.
There's a patch that just came out
today. It just came out for that? Okay.
I don't know if it came out for that, but there was a patch that I downloaded today.
Hmm. Now, when games kind of like affect real-world economy stuff, I always find it interesting, and the best example was one of my exes, her mom would play The Sims online constantly, and she would actually spend real money because her husband was a engineer for American Airlines, so they had a lot of money at the time, but she would spend it buying real estate on The Sims for lots of cash, because people would actually sell fucking real estate on The Sims for hundreds of dollars.
Second Life did that too.
Second Life kind of did, but it's one of those things where it's just, you go and you look at The Sims and stuff, and you have somebody, I think the largest one she spent was like $800.
Holy shit.
Yeah. They would spend like godly amounts of cash for real estate inside of a fucking video game called The Sims.
That's awful.
Gay. That's like spending $1,000 to buy a schnauzer in The Sims, which I'm sure somebody will probably do at some point in their life. So.
It's no more ridiculous than buying 40 Stones of Jordan and then pimping out your guy.
Yeah, but I'm not going to buy that shit off of some fucking eBay thing or PayPal somebody money to have them mail it to me.
Well, it's just kind of like Gears of War 3, how they were selling all the gun skins for a certain amount of money. It's just vanity.
It's just stupid, but it's like people who would go off and the gold farmers that would sit there and sell gold on fucking WoW.
There's a guy out that I work with right now that was a successful gold farmer here.
You can make good money doing it.
He actually made as much as he does where I work, gold farming.
Yeah.
which is fucking crazy.
Yeah. You just go around and fucking farm and then fucking put it up on with a PayPal button. Somebody orders it and gives you your fucking
He sold it to some Chinese company.
Yeah, and send it on over.
And people spending, he was making like $300 a day doing it?
Yeah, pretty much. Like one of my acts. Yeah, it's like one of my
acts. You have to be really like super geared, know the places where you're going to get stuff, and then find ways to sell that money in game or sell things in game to make money.
Yeah, because it's not just grabbing gold drops, it's also getting items that you can sell really quick to get the
it was
the bulk of the cash.
Yeah, the bulk of it was all item stuff and people auctioned off.
And my ex actually bought some gold on WoW. Like, I got into a huge debate with her about why she shouldn't do it.
Yeah, her fucking account can get hacked or she can get banned.
Yeah, and she went ahead and she bought it anyways. And because this is back in like 2007 or something like that, and she went ahead and bought it anyways. And they were like, you know, she paid for it, and they said that you'll have it within an hour because of the mailing inside, you know, WoW. And I was like, okay, well, we'll see what happens in an hour. She got the gold. She got it. In an hour, it all showed up. I think it was like 100 gold or something like that for $10.
100 for 10 bucks?
This is way back when. Nowadays, you can make 100 gold in a day.
You can make 100 gold in 2 minutes.
Yeah. Oh, really now?
Yeah.
Jesus, man, that sucks. But yeah, back then it's like 100 gold would take you like weeks and weeks of fucking farming and doing stuff.
Say, when I quit WoW 3 years ago, my character had like 4 million gold or something like that. And that wasn't even that much.
Yeah. It's like that shit goes by so fast now. But back then, like if you had 100 gold, you were set for a while. You could buy yourself a fucking horse. You could go ahead and deck yourself out with some decent armor and weaponry.
Oh yeah, no, I'm thinking of something else. Yeah, it might have been a decent amount.
Yeah, it was a decent amount back then, and you could do some good stuff with it. Nowadays, I know that it's like whenever I got on there with my other ex-girlfriend who got me back into playing it for a little bit, I had like a gold within, I think, level 12. I already had a whole gold instead of just silver, just from farming and
it's like 100 copper, then 100 copper makes 1 silver, 100 silver makes 1 gold.
Yeah. And you were getting paid like ungodly amounts of fucking silver to do low B beginner quests when they used to be like they could be 50 copper, now they're giving you like 20 silver. Which, when you originally played the game, when you start getting 20 silver, you're like, oh fuck, hell yeah, 20 silver, man, I do 5 of those, I got a gold. Now you're doing like 6 of them at a time. And you're not over level 10.
3 years ago, my repair bills in my tank were like 250 gold.
Yeah, it gets insane. That's why I'd always get mad because I was a tank, you know, and somebody botches the whole fucking thing, we all get killed. And I'm like, I'm higher level than you guys. I got better equipment, and you know how much it cost me to fucking repair this shit? It's like more than all of you have to fucking gather, you know?
Yeah. But that's the weird thing.
Who
about...
fills the guild coffers? It's me. I fill the fucking coffers, bitch. So I stopped doing it. I stopped putting money in there. Because originally I put like 5, 6, 7, 10 gold every like once in a while. I stopped doing it. So.
That's kind of that weird thing with virtual economies, you know, like, I think you were saying your friend was really into, like, whole virtual economies and everything else.
Yeah.
But it's weird how when virtual economies kind of bridge over to real world economy, like with the Adopu thing and gun skins, weird vanity DLC, and there's been a couple of Japanese games recently that came out that had, like, obscene amounts of DLC. Kotaku did a story on it where there was one game that I think had $750 worth of vanity DLC that you could buy for it.
That was Skylander.
No, not Skylander. Skylander, you can spend a shitload of money, but you get items. Well, the toys.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. It's just kind of an interesting thing. And I think once the gold auction launches, I think that'll be something for us to maybe look at and see how it's actually affecting things.
Yeah.
I was trying to find out how many people called in to work for Diablo 3, and
there wasn't
any solid figures anywhere that I could find.
What were the figures that you did find?
Nothing that I could report.
No, really?
Yeah.
Well, no speculation on those.
Yeah, no, I don't want to speculate. That's the thing.
Well, no, you're not speculating. You're just going to be telling us what they speculated on. That's why I'm asking.
Speculations.
Yeah. Because we're going to say that these are not exact numbers. This is what somebody else said, which we're not going to believe, but I'm curious. Up in the millions?
No, I was starting at a local level where I work. So where I work, there's a shitload of people that work there. And we were thinking, between me and one of the other guys that deals with that stuff, he's like, maybe 10% will call in today.
Oh, it is.
And I mean, obviously I don't work with just nerds, so I mean, but that's like everybody that's a PC gamer was like thinking about it.
Yeah. They were either really tired from not sleeping, and they still
like,
came
like,
in.
Like me, because I just came in zombified that entire week, still doing my work. Yeah. But,
it's like the day the U.S. shut down.
Well, first off, the first things you're really playing, though, you're just rebeating the beta.
Yeah, and so you got to get past that point. And that takes 3 hours anyway.
Yeah. And then after that, you're like, okay, let's see where I can go now. Let's see. Found some good items. Let's beat down some more.
So anyways.
So what else did you play?
I hear you asking.
just Diablo 3.
Just Diablo? And
Diablo
you?
Diablo 3.
I'm going to say the last thing that I played, and I wanted to give it a second chance, was The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
And honestly, that game is not really bad, if you can really call it a game. It's really point-and-click adventure.
Yeah.
But I really like the story. So, like, as I've gotten through it and beaten it, I like the nature of the game. The thing that I gave it hell over is I thought, it's just a quick time event game. And, well, yeah, it kind of is. But what I do like about it is I like how many different varieties and the choices that you have. So, I started a separate playthrough, and I'm playing it completely different. And there's also this option that I wanted to try a little bit of, and then I'm probably going to play through it again and do it all this way, where you get presented with decisions, and you have a decision to just be silent. And it'll say, so-and-so is noticing that you're not saying anything. They will remember that. And so you always have these like tooltips that say, so-and-so remembers you sided with them. They will remember that. And it's going to carry over to the next game. I like that stuff.
Yeah.
I don't like some of the mini games where it's like, okay, a zombie's grabbed my leg, so I got to kick it. And then for the first couple of minutes, I'm like just kicking the zombie in the head, and then I look behind me, and it's like, oh, there's been somebody behind me holding a hammer out for me to beat the brains in. It's like, oh yeah, there it is.
I didn't notice that either.
So the first time I did that, I spent about 2 or 3 minutes like kicking the zombie. I was like, is this skipping? And I was like, no, there's a hammer behind me.
Oh, no.
That I can use to beat this zombie's brains in.
Yeah,
with.
That was
kind of funny.
I felt like a retard.
I did too.
An idiot. I mean, you know.
But I mean, that kind of stuff's all right. The thing that I'm more interested in though is how the story's progressing, and I'm really interested in the story part of it. And for $5, it's really just, that's nothing. I was going to buy it on Steam, and this is one of the times where I decided to go with Xbox instead of Steam because of the price point. And Xbox is selling it by episode, whereas Steam is selling the whole package. So on Steam, you can get everything. At the time when they had it out, it was like everything for $20, which gave you one for free. And that's cool. I just didn't have 20 extra bucks at the time. And I finally picked it up this week to play through it, and it's about 3 hours. And it's And the gameplay is basically this. It sets up the story, kind of plays it out in the cinematic, and then in the middle of the cinematic, you see it kind of skip into gameplay. And then it starts giving you decisions on your conversation. It's timed. So you see the timer going down.
Yeah.
You say your decision, basically, and then it'll say, so-and-so remember this, or this is going to affect the game later. And then at certain points, you're finding things, like a point-and-click adventure. You move around and you see an item, you pick it up, and you use that for part of the puzzle or whatever. And you can look through things or whatever, but it's very much on a linear path, just with a lot of choices. But the thing about it that is cool, I shouldn't say that use the word linear. So to start off at the beginning of the game, you know, I'm not going to say exactly what happens, but you end up in this little town.
Yeah.
And then in a little town, you get an option, do I travel by day or do I travel by night? So the first time I was like, dude, I know what I'm doing. I'm traveling by day. I'm going to travel at night
when
all the zombies are out. And so it said, you made the decision to travel by day. And so I did, and then it played out a certain way. And I escaped a certain way. And I said, the second time I played through, I was like, I'm going to try night, just see what happens.
Yeah.
And I did at night, and so it like skips forward, and I've been hiding in this treehouse. And I come down from the treehouse, and then I go out, and there's nobody out in the street, which was different from the time before.
Yeah.
And then I'm sneaking around, and I almost get arrested again. So, which was kind of interesting, but I won't say more about that. But, like, it played out completely different. And it kind of intertwines with the stories that you're seeing on TV, but this is from the comic book perspective, so all the characters are personified in that way. So you want to run into one character that is one way that is not the same way as he is in the show. And I'll say it later, but you know who I'm talking about. He's the first guy from the show you run into.
Yeah.
And then you run into another guy from the show, and it plays out a little bit differently, but you can see how it's kind of tying into the actual TV show. But art style on it's very much Borderlands. It's very much cel-shaded. It's very comic booky. You were looking at it, Victor.
Yep.
Doesn't look bad.
Not at all. It looks pretty amazing, especially for what it is, but the camera angles and stuff
kind
of brought me back to
kinda,
Resident Evil.
Yeah, it's like kind of bullshit. Kind of bullshit camera angles, like Holly was saying on previous shows before.
Yeah.
That sucks. The animation when it comes to you moving around is kind of weird.
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of like he's just skating on the ground. Like, that's one thing, I hate to say it, but Double Fine, do better with your animations, goddammit. Because the art looks great. The art
Double
really
Fine
does.
Yeah, Telltale. Really does.
Or Telltale, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Yeah, not Double Fine.
Yeah.
Telltale needs to do a little bit better on the animation on this. But that was my only real bitch was the animation on it. And some of the QuickTime events are kind of bullshit. But overall, for $5 and three hours of extra story, it's like an
interactive.
It's kind of like an interactive comic book. That's what it feels like.
Yeah.
And for $5, that's a hell of a... That was a decent amount of entertainment for me. And I'm playing through it again. So I'm going to get 6 hours out of $5 if you want to put a value statement on time. Way cheaper than a fucking movie, and it's pretty entertaining. So the dialogue's pretty well acted. So I'm pretty interested in how it goes. And that was supposed to come out today, and it did not. So episode 2 was supposed to be released today, and that did not happen.
Well, that sucks.
Hmm. So more information I could find was sometime in June. Which isn't that hard, because that means it'd just have to release next week and it'd be sometime in June. But
yeah.
So far, not bad. I really shit on it a couple weeks ago, and I didn't shit as hard as I did on it. Just don't think of it as a game, and you won't shit on it.
Yeah.
You think about it as an interactive comic, you'll be all right. So.
Anything else?
No. I think it's time to move on to something else.
News.
So we should get that out of the way.
Yeah. No. I have none.
You have none?
Mm-mm.
Victor...
I got some juicy stuff.
Yeah.
I do some snooping. I like to snoop.
I've pretty much woven all my news stuff into what I've been talking about, so it's all you.
Well, speaking of zombies and stuff, Dragon's Dogma, I kind of want to pick that up. But it comes with, even if that game sucks, I mean, some people say it's good and some people say it's bad, it comes with the Resident Evil 6 demo, so you can't really...
Okay.
It allows access to it, kind of like the Halo 3 and...
you mean Halo ODST, or...?
No, the Halo 3 where you had to get cracked, or what was that called? You were the cop?
Crackdown.
Crackdown, yeah. You were that, and you had the demo to it, so... It reminds me of kind of like that, so even if the game's not that fun, the demo, it's pretty much the only access I know of. And then there's actually a really cool thing coming out. I still have my NES and my Super NES. I'm old school nerd, but... they're coming out with a $100 device. It's handheld, like 7-inch screen on it, 8-hour rechargeable battery, $100, 8-hour battery life, rechargeable, retro dual portable NES, SNES, and if you don't want to handheld it and you want to make it your console, it has 2 controller ports and an AV out to your TV. So you now have, it'll play NES and SNES. It's got an adapter on it.
Nice.
Really cool, $100.
What's it called?
That's what it's called, the Retro Duo Portable NES, SNES. It's on ThinkGeek.com. On sale in like a week. Yeah. And then we actually had a zombie outbreak in Florida.
In my opinion,
it's a zombie outbreak.
I would call it a zombie outbreak
as well. I didn't think so at first. I thought people... It was more of a funny joke for me. I mean, naked guy eating another naked man. He's eating his face.
It's kind of fucked up.
Eating his face. And this is happening in the middle of the street, in the middle of the day in Florida. And so the face is being eaten. Cops come, bunch of cop cars.
Yeah.
Cop yells at the guy, "Stop what you're doing, stop eating that man." And the guy turns around, he's got meat hanging off his face, covered in blood, and he's naked. And he goes, growls at him like a zombie, goes back to eating the face. Cop's like, "Okay, I warned him." Fires a shot in the back, the thing does not stop eating. It keeps eating the face. It's like, I like face, my stomach's full of it, I'm gonna eat some more face. So, shoots it. 5 more times, ends up, I think, unloading 6 shells in the thing before it dies. Okay.
So I like
how you're actually saying it.
Oh, it's an it. Okay. You don't just eat people's faces and then, you know.
Maintain your humanity.
Yeah.
Without being Roman.
The guy still lived with no face. They ate everything but his goatee. I guess it didn't. The hair wasn't
as tasty. Thank God for that.
Yeah. But it ate his eyeballs. It ate
still
his
look
nose,
normal.
His tongue and lips. It ate all of it. He got nothing. So he's blind.
So what's the story with the dude?
Well, they were trying to say that he had bath salts, like designer LSD. Like, he overdosed on it, and so that's why he was naked.
I've taken a lot of acid in my time, and really good stuff. I never ever wanted to eat someone's face.
They're saying
unless
it
was PCP.
The worst thing was, this just happened, a couple days ago, but...
I would have unloaded a magazine on that dude.
Even better, they're like...
Aim for the head.
There have been several cases of this, but this is the worst one yet.
People eating each other?
Yeah, cracked out, naked, eating other people. All in the same freaking town.
It's finally
several cases of it, and they
good
didn't...
thing is it's all in Florida right now.
Dude, well, yeah. I'm just saying they weren't upset when it was just a few people eating each other, but when it was this bad, okay, now you can really eat yourself.
Part of me is kind of like, you know, if this happened here, I'd be like, oh my god, I can't believe this is happening here. But at the same time, another part of me, that younger part of me, the wild one's like, dude, I gotta try this shit.
I'm gonna go eat someone's face and get
I'd stay in, but you know, I'm not a big social
somewhere else. Yeah. What you really need to do and watch out for your door with a fork is if the guy that got his face eaten, if he ends up dying, like in the hospital or something, and then comes back to life.
Well,
we have an issue.
I'm thinking the guy they're doing, they haven't released anything on the autopsy. They haven't.
Yeah, I got shot in the back 6 times.
That's yeah. Okay.
He fell on some bullets.
And they're trying to say that he was so drugged out that his body, he went into hypothermia and he started sweating a lot and was taking off clothes to deal with the temperature. Now I think
you're
eating another man's face. You don't care about temperature.
Yeah.
You're not worried. Oh, I'm sweating a little bit. Let me take off my bathrobe. Gonna have some face.
Before it's like whenever you go into hypothermic shock, you do reach that point, which is like, I forgot what it's called. It's like rapid heating, where you actually feel like you are burning up.
Well,
so you're freezing cold, and also you get warm as shit. And that can happen with drug overdoses, where you get into the same thing. Where
there was the cocaine. They were saying cocaine can do it, and meth.
Yeah.
But
also being sick, period. Start to raise your body temperature and make you think, even though you actually don't have a temperature, you're cold as shit, but your body's on fire, so they shove you inside of an ice bath.
Trying to cook off the virus,
trying to keep your brain from boiling. Yeah, trying to keep your brain from boiling, which is exactly what can happen, so.
But I don't think face is a good snack when
it's just so weird.
It sucks that guy lived. Like, I know that sounds terrible.
Was the guy
to
good
say,
looking?
I don't know. I know the guy wasn't even 30 years old that was eating faces.
It might have been a face he just wanted to eat.
Well,
I was a homeless guy.
Yeah, but why was the guy getting eaten naked too? They're both butt naked, laying on the ground eating.
Maybe they knew each other.
And he's trying to fight him off. He's like, I'm just getting his face eaten. Like, I'm a real life zombie. There's videos of it.
We're not laughing at this. We're laughing at Vic's arm.
They've taken him down. Monday morning, I found some videos, some better videos of it. Now I can only find a couple from one security camera at a different angle, so they've already nerfed it big time, as far as media-wise.
Well, that's something that they're going to do regardless.
That's pretty fucking extreme, though. Like,
but even the cop said, well, this is the worst case of this we've seen yet. The worst case so far, how many times has this happened?
Well, the other guys were just eating hands and finger, feet. You know,
and it's not just like media buzz. This is the cop himself that shot him. Like,
well, Scott, who's on the carousel and used to be on our show as well, he had posted it on his, and as soon as I saw that, I had to click that immediately. I was like, what the fuck? And then I looked it up, and I was like, this is so fucked up.
Yeah.
Like, I really wouldn't have just stopped at six. It's like, oh, he didn't die? Let's just unload the whole thing. Walk up to him, unload the magazine, reload. If he's still moving, I'm going to keep shooting.
No, I love this. This cop runs into a man naked eating another man.
He
doesn't matter if he's naked or not, but asks him to stop, and he turns around and growls, I would have shot him in the head.
Flesh was hanging from
his
jaw.
The first thing that would have popped in my head is, aim for the head. I've been like, it's time, it's happening.
Just like you see any zombie movie, and they don't realize they're zombies. You're like, dude, have you ever, like...
They're messed up people.
Why are none of them self-aware? Like, especially in this society, the first thing I'd be like, if I see somebody eating somebody else, I'm just like, fuck it.
Well, it's like Shaun of the Dead approached that, kind of, because they were kind of like, you know, they didn't want to admit they were zombies. He didn't want to say, don't use the Zed word, you know, don't say it. And then when they realized they definitely have to aim for the head, because even the TV said, hey, you need to aim for the head, they were like, oh, hey, field day. So they started fucking beating the shit out of people in the head.
But the thing is, as, you know, cleat training, when you go through cleat, they tell, you know, counts for law enforcement, you know, all that. But what you do, you're not actually allowed to shoot them in the head. Per se, because you want to go for center mass.
Then I would stop someone that was on the side of the street and be like, "Hey, will you do this for me?"
Well, you pop them in the brain, But
so, no, tell me about that. No, you're not allowed to shoot. Why are you not told to shoot in the head?
Because when you're going for a quick shot and you're trying to get them, you're disabling them.
Yeah,
you're shooting to kill.
Yeah,
a head is a small target and it moves.
Well, this guy is kind of stationary.
Well, you're trying not to injure pedestrians around, and usually if someone's standing, there's someone on the other side, and a chest will stop a bullet a lot better than a head.
Yeah, but if they're down on the ground. Munching on a guy's face. That's situational where I think it's okay to shoot. Now it's one of those things where I would stop somebody
him. Maybe there's a moment the cop's like, if I shoot this guy in the head, people are going to say that I just thought he was a zombie and killed
him.
Exactly. But you know what? Hey,
all evidence
pointed to it being a zombie. And I would stop somebody and be like, hey, ma'am, can Does that look like a zombie to you? She goes, yes, officer. I bet. Thank you.
Will you sign this petition? Bam, petition for a headshot. Petition for a headshot.
Will you text me that on your phone?
Well, I'm saying if I'm the one getting my face eaten and potentially want to leave, I'm like, I don't want to die from this. So if he headshots the zombie while his face is in mine, I might get headshot too.
I would come up, kick him in the back on the ground, shoot him in the head. Now, personally, if it was me laying on the ground who was getting my... No, fucking blow his brains out, take me with it. I don't.
Yeah. If I have eyeballs, you don't have a face.
If I get bit, I want to live as a zombie for maybe an hour. You guys put me on a leash and walk me around. I want to live as a zombie. I'll try my best to scare them off. But as soon as I turn on you,
If you got bit, I would, and you were going to turn, but you wanted to stay around, I'd just knock out all your teeth.
Just remove the lower jaw and arms.
I've seen that before.
Learn from it.
Yeah, but I would knock out all your teeth.
You can put a hockey mask on me.
No.
Zombie's too stupid.
No, I want to knock all your teeth out.
But I have good teeth.
That's the point.
They're good chompers. I've bitten through a lot of stuff with these.
Zombies shouldn't have nice.
I'm kind of with Holly, what she said earlier. She's like, you know, I don't know if I want to be alive. I think if I was the cop, I'd have just been like, well, I shot him, and then it went through and...
Yeah.
Yeah, I just take the blame.
I would have put that guy out of his misery.
I'm just sorry, dude.
Because that's awful.
Otherwise, though, your whole beard is a face... You see how that works? Your whole face.
You have a lot left. You
know? So they wouldn't really eat anything but your eyeballs. So
that would still suck.
You just get like 50 cats on strings and use the use a cat lady trick.
Yeah.
By seeing eye cats. Why am I going up a tree?
You would be a bloody stump with a beard.
Fuck that.
No nose, no eyes, no ears. So.
Just a beard.
See, they don't eat things with hair on them. Note to self, stop shaving balls.
Note to self. Note to self, I am safe.
It's stinking naked men eating each other on the ground. I mean, that's kind of...
Nice.
That's when you get at it.
Do you have anything else there?
That's pretty much...
That was a worthy news piece.
Yeah.
All right, now, I don't know if anybody else noticed it today, but Google is in town. Driving around with a little car.
I've seen them occasionally.
I know. That's what I'm saying. They're in town.
There's a solid.
Yeah, they got a nice shot. Me and Brian sitting outside of our office smoking. Driving by real slow. And I was just like, oh, wave.
they're driving around.
Yeah. Awesome. So they're in town. But it reminded me that Google actually was working on the driverless cars. And so I went and I did some research today because I was thinking about that. And they actually took the driverless cars out for a caravan test drive. In public, on public driven roads, up to 50 miles per hour. They had trucks, little tiny cars, with drivers sitting in them, not driving at all, and the car's just driving itself, and they showed video of the inside with the steering wheel going its way. It's got sensors and radar and all kinds of shit, actually going 50 miles an hour, turning, moving around through lanes to go around stuff and cars and everything. I was like, wow, that's pretty fucking kick-ass.
It's like that one Schwarzenegger movie.
So we're going to have zombies and cars that are just going to turn off everyone.
What they're saying, the thing was mine, I was watching the Science Channel thing on it, and they're already done.
They've already
written the software. The thing works awesome.
They've already
done
200,000 miles of driving in them.
Yeah,
they've
already
logged that much time. Yeah, they said that it's all ready to go. They're already looking for car companies who want to help back them to put them out on the road. They say within a decade they can have them everywhere.
And instead of like owning a car, you would just lease so many hours or whatever, just have it drive you to work, and then it can drive other people all day long.
Yeah.
And then it'll pick you up from working. You just get in, you can be drunk all day or whatever
it'll
you want.
And do all that stuff.
No tickets. It goes to speed limit. It doesn't speed. It's
cab drivers. Drivers
it's just cab, robot cab.
Yeah, they're going to be very pissed. But by the way, it's a beautiful idea. It's a great idea. And watching these things in action was amazing, especially on these roads where they're going like 50 miles an hour and they're changing lanes, getting around, all this stuff, and they're slowing down. They know when a car's in front of them. They know to stop and all that. And it's all sensors and radar and satellite feed.
So it's going to be like WALL-E.
Kind of, but with lots of fat people.
Eh.
Well, no, that might be one. Well, how does driving affect fatness? I was going to say. Anyway, but,
if they come up with driving, they're just going to have more...
They'll have more money to spend on ho-hos.
What will hipsters ride? Automatic riding bikes?
No, the mopeds.
Vespas that turn themselves.
It's going to be a three-wheeled.
It's going to be a three-way Vespa.
PBR powered.
Either way, some Italian thing. But... But yeah, no, beautiful idea, and it looks great, and I'm glad that that Google has actually done it. It's really kick-ass.
Yeah,
it's
pretty amazing. That is awesome.
California's throwing a huge fit. They're throwing a huge fit over privacy laws. And they're saying, well, you know, with all the scanning material and stuff that's inside the car that can monitor all these things, what about the driver, the person, the passenger sitting there on their cell phone? Is it going to monitor what they're saying? Is it going to monitor what they're...
It's already being monitored.
Sending out on their Bluetooth. Yeah.
There's the Patriot Act. You've got Facebook, which everyone posts all their dirty secrets on anyways. Yeah, and
And they're throwing a huge fit out in California about how they don't want to have that type of monitoring. And we're just...
They're a bunch of Steve Jobs down there. Okay, in California, the law is like you have 6 months to put a tag on it.
Yeah.
Every 6 months, he traded in his Mercedes for another one, so he could always have just a regular old tag from the dealership.
Yeah.
Every 6 months. Yeah. For 10 years, he did this.
Yeah.
And he's the guy who made everything all access so, you know... So controlling over all the Apple
stuff.
If he's
a paranoid son of a bitch, there's a reason why.
Why is his company is the opposite, though? It's like...
Yeah, it's because that's where the money is.
They basically buy their rights to serve your mouth to a butthole.
Yeah, intrusive software and hardware. Human centipede. So, by the way, either way, it's a cool thing to see going on and really badass. So, and I always hoped it would be MagRails, but instead we're going with something else. So,
like some maglev, just hover around.
Yeah, it'd be cool. So, but anyways, other than that, I did get some news today from Bethesda. Sent me some new information about ID Software.
Yeah, what's going up?
Yeah, they are going to be... I'll read it. The press release. It's fun. They sent me a video, which I think is going to be going up. Started going up today and more tomorrow. But what it is Bethesda Softworks and ZeniMax Media Company announced that Doom 3 BFG Edition is going to be coming out this fall for Xbox, PC, and PlayStation 3. So... Hmm. All systems. It'll be the first time that Doom has ever been on PlayStation, which would be kind of cool. But this Doom 3 Big Fucking Gun Edition, what it's going to come with is what's really kick-ass. It's going to come with the game, which will be remastered. New lighting is going to have updated lighting effects, all that stuff.
Will they have a duct tape mod?
We're going to get into that. Because I'm a little pissed off. Awesome. I'm a little pissed off at what they did, about what they did. It's also going to come with the Resurrection of Evil expansion pack with the game, which would be kick-ass. It's also going to come with the Lost Mission, which is a 7-chapter single-player experience that is going to go ahead and continue the story a little bit into places you did not go in the original game. Pretty kick-ass. It's also going to come with Doom 1 and 2.
Interesting. I just want to see what it ends up looking like.
Oh, I'm sure it's going to look really good. Now, here's what pisses me off. Let's see here. Yeah. What they're going to do is they're going to put out the armor-mounted flashlight, allowing players to illuminate dark corners and blast enemies at the same time. Now, originally, for people who never played Doom, the way this game worked was it was like Dead Space before Dead Space was around, and it was very atmospheric, dark. You're on a Mars base, basically.
Most of the power's out.
Yeah, most of the power's out. It's dark hallways. You're having to just go through dark. You have to just run through it. You're just like, motherfucker, and you run. And you get scared. You actually get freaked out. You're like, I don't want to die. I don't, because the checkpoint sucked. They're also redoing the checkpoint system to make it easier. But there was no flashlight, none of that crap.
Well, you had a flashlight, but you had to swap it out. Yeah. So if you wanted to look at something, you swapped out for your non-gun flashlight not duct taped to your gun. Look at something and then switch back to your gun. And you could see, of course, with gunfire what was going on.
Yeah.
But you'd be switching back and forth. And then somebody made this thing called the duct tape mod, and your flashlight was always attached to your gun.
Which kind of pissed me off a little. Because I was like, it takes the tension out of it.
Well, I played through it without it, and then I played with it because... Yeah. That was one of the first games that ever scared the shit out of me. And it's not as scary anymore, but...
Well, they used to do videos where they had people playing it. Kind of like they do with some of the things nowadays.
With, like, Amnesia.
Yeah, like Amnesia, where they would videotape people, like, they webcam people playing it just to see their react when they run into something, and it was pretty fucking funny a lot of the times, because nobody has seen a game like it before. Because it is, like, you know, the sounds and the environment, like the hissing pipes sound exactly like the monsters whenever they would spawn. This is weird screeching sound. And you'd hear it behind you, and you turn around, and it's just a steam pipe. You're like, okay. And then you hear it again, you turn around, it's another steam pipe. You're like, all right. So you start walking forward, and that steam has stopped. And as soon as you get behind it, it starts up again. You think it's just that steam, and all of a sudden you get attacked from behind by a monster.
It came out while I was in college, and Resurrection came out right when I'd moved away for a little bit.
Yeah.
And I remember I had a 5.1 surround sound system set up in my living room in my apartment out in college. And I'd just turn out all the lights and play fucking Doom, and it would scare the shit out of me.
Yeah. And this is actually going to be 5.1 surround enabled, fully enabled. It's also going to have 3D capability. And it's definitely going to be badass, the BFG edition. So I'm picking that up without a doubt. so I can have every Doom game.
Yeah, it's a classic. I don't think that you've never played Doom. You're probably your expectations with shooters and how things shoot are going to be completely different.
Yeah,
because this is a circle strafe shooter. I mean, this is just the same guys that made Quake.
Same guys that made Wolfenstein and the original first person shooter guys. It's a great game. I mean, it's one of my favorites, and it's really cool, and it has multiplayer. And it's going to be kick ass to see them come out with this, and it'll be out this fall.
I think people that are like the original probably like it. I think new people probably won't like it as much just because they'll compare it to everything new.
007 GoldenEye. It's just kind of that. In hell.
Well, this is better than GoldenEye.
Yeah. Well, I know what I'm saying. That's what it is. That's what started it for me.
But so, I mean, I still have Doom 3 and the expansion on PC hard disk, you know, with the case.
They have it on disk. I just don't know if it'll play anymore.
Yeah, it's like I got the cases for them and everything. Those are like two of my favorite titles, you know, Doom 3 and Resurrection of Evil. And they're hard. They are fucking hard as hell sometimes. And but they're really fucking good. And
I'm just interested in how it's going to go to HD, because I remember back then the textures were amazing and they're still pretty decent.
Yeah, actually still
looks
pretty
just
good.
That everything looks so shiny.
Yeah.
Like it's weird, like everything's made out of rubber. It's kind of a weird effect. It looked really good back then. I just don't know how it'll transfer over nowadays.
Yeah, I don't know. I know that they're redoing the whole thing pretty much, like remastering it so and upscaling, so we'll see how it turns out. And with the lighting effects being touched up and redone.
Maybe if they redo some of the lighting, maybe everything won't look so wet.
That's what I'm thinking, is that they'll probably redo that and that'll kind of help. But also, I mean, keep in mind that you're basically encased in a gigantic Mars base made of steel. So,
no, I'm just saying even the monsters look like big rubber monsters.
That was really cool design, because it kind of gave it some nice, cool, like, actual
sheen.
It looked like tangible.
The only word I could put for it. It looked like it was there. It wasn't just 2D.
But it was before bump mapping. It's really extreme,
difference between, like Muppets and puppeteering and CGI. It's like, when you watch a movie like Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, you're blown away because it's all puppets, except for the crap. But it's all puppets, so you can actually, like,
the little
bunkers, yeah. But it's actually puppets and puppeteering, and it's beautiful, and you're just like, wow, that's amazing how they did that, like the Vulcans and everything, and you're just like, wow, that looks kick-ass. And then you look at something like Star Wars Episode 2 or 1 or 3, and you're just like, whatever. Fucking Jawas on top of a gigantic thing in the background looks fake as shit, whatever. Yeah. It's like, I can do that with my phone now, you know.
Yeah.
I can like render a little dinosaur in the background attacking people, and it looks just as good as Star Wars.
And vomit.
Yeah. So.
Okay, we have any more news?
Nah,
yes, one way. Big piece, and I'm going to use this as a segue into something.
Okay.
E3 next week.
Yes.
So I'll be watching it from here. Obviously, I'm not going to E3. That's expensive as shit. But we're going to each break out some news stories for next week. That'll be all of our news next week, and that'll probably be all we talk about, honestly. But E3, big-ass episode next week. Be prepared. I don't know how long it's going to take us. We're going to have a lot of fun looking at all the new shit. But that kind of brings us to what we want you to tell us next week. So we do this thing we call our question of the week. And so next week we want you to tell us what big E3 unveil you want to see. And what are you most excited about, basically? So, me, Wii U. I want to see what's coming out on Wii U. I want to see what it looks like. I want to see more evidence of it being cool, or if it just sucking.
I know they redid the entire controller interface from what they originally unveiled.
Yeah, so that'll be something new to check out, and I'm going to be looking at Wii U quite extensively throughout the whole E3 presentation. New games coming out, though, too. I mean, things to look out for. Far Cry 3 looks fucking amazing.
Yeah.
I'm pretty excited.
Dishonored.
We got awesome. Or obviously Borderlands 2.
Aliens, Colonial Marines coming out.
Not coming out until next year.
No, that's it's still set up as this fall.
Next year.
They change it now?
Next year.
Motherfuckers. Every goddamn month they switch that thing around.
Right, so that's coming out because of more focus on Borderlands, I think.
Whatever.
So that's, remember that game that they were
talking about?
That'll
make it a full year that it's been pushed back.
Well, there's nothing coming out this year for the most part. I mean, there's about 10 good games coming out this year.
Hmm.
But
Dark Souls coming out for PC.
Right, but. Yeah. At E3, though, also I'm trying to think. They're going to be showing more Assassin's Creed, the new one.
Yep.
3. I'm trying to think off of the top of my head here. Hitman.
Yeah, the
Hitman
new
is something
yeah.
that I think people should look out for, even though it comes out the same month that Halo 4 comes out, which they'll be shown more of.
Well, I'm excited with the new Hitman, because I was telling you about the new engine they're using can actually generate 10,000 characters on screen. So the
yeah,
mobs,
like the crowd scene in Louisiana.
Yeah, so because before they had the engine that can only do, I think, like 1,000.
I wasn't even close to that.
Not even that, but now they can do 10,000 on one shot with the new engine. Yep. And they showed that'd a scene of an idea, and it's him up in the thing, and there's just a fucking sea of people. And you're just like, holy fuck, you're supposed to find a target in this, you know? So it looks pretty bad.
Hitman, always been pretty amazing.
Yeah.
But, that's one of the ones I'm really looking forward to this year, but I'm trying to think of anything else off the top of my head, and that's the only thing I can think of.
The Bioshock Infinite?
Coming out next year.
Yeah,
you'll probably see some information on it, but
Probably see some aliens and Bioshock stuff mentioned, and you might maybe they might be waiting to do something for what's going to happen with Prey 2, since it's not going to be Prey 2.
We might see something. Look at the Bethesda information. I'll be curious to what comes out. I'd like to see more information on Doom, since and that kind of confirms. I know they're kind of pushing to get people's interest peaked back.
Well, yeah,
in Doom.
They're doing Doom 4, yeah.
Yeah, because Doom 4 has been in the works now for a little while. That was actually one of the reasons I think they were testing Rage out, was to see what that engine could do.
Yeah.
And I think they'll be using that with the mega textures and things like that with the new Doom.
Yeah, which will be epic.
We hope, yes.
Yeah, if it's done really well, so.
Hear anything about them covering Black Ops 2?
I'm sure that'll be covered. Black Ops 2... That's the one that comes out
in November, isn't it?
That Future Soldier or something like that? Or not Future Soldier, but like it's supposed to be done in like 2022 or something like that, and you're going to have like different devices, and they're doing aliens now or something? I don't know.
I'm kind of
interested, because it looks like they're trying to go a little bit more sci-fi shooter.
Really? They're going to go with...
They made 25 of the other exact same thing.
Did you say Modern Warfare?
No. Call of Duty Black Ops.
Black Ops. Okay, Call
Not
of Duty.
Modern Warfare.
Okay, so Call of Duty is going to go Alien, so it's going to be like Area 51.
I'd be kind of all right with that, I'm just saying.
It'd be like mixed between Fallout 3 and Spaceship Mode.
Well, no, I was thinking of that game, that early Xbox 360 game that came out called Area 51 Blacksite, which is actually not bad. Some of the boss fights are like, figure in a helicopter with this gigantic tentacle beast, and it's actually pretty cool, but the game's
not. Speaking of tentacle beasts and things like that,
we don't hear about your anime collection.
Yeah.
I'm not an anime guy.
Porn collection, yeah.
Lost Planet, the new Lost Planet 3.
Oh, yeah.
There may be some information on that at E3, and I'm going to be checking that out, too.
Nice. And there's probably going to be a bunch of sleeper shit we haven't even heard about that they're going to possibly bring in. A few under-the-radar games are going to slip in. So
I'm probably going to DVR as much as I can and download shit off Xbox and look at the press stuff on the internets.
Yeah.
Probably recording a shitload of
What do you think about console stuff? Any new handhelds or anything that might get thrown about?
I know they're going to be talking a little bit more about 3DS and Vita at the presentation, but I don't know specifics yet.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's all that information coming out over the weekend. Stay tuned. We'll be talking about our highlights. And that's really what we're going to have to do. We can't talk about everything. We've tried doing that, and goddamn, that sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Episode almost as long as this.
Yeah. So we'll be talking about some highlights next week. And tell us what you like. What about Gauntlet?
Gauntlet. Oh, you go ahead.
We're doing Left 4 Dead 2, preferably No Mercy.
Yeah.
I'll probably jump on for a little bit.
If you don't have the No Mercy map, don't worry. We'll figure it out. But preferably.
Or you can download it.
Yeah.
Preferably.
360, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just because we haven't played it in a long time.
Yeah, and we're changing Gauntlet a little bit. Yeah, this will be our last Gauntlet that we're going to do on a weekly basis. So this weekend we're going to do Left 4 Dead. Next week we're not going to do anything. We're going to turn to a bi-monthly now.
No,
bi-weekly.
Bi-weekly. Bi-monthly would be every other month.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah,
it's,
so what
it's
we're
almost
gonna,
1 in the morning. I'm fucking
I know. We're trying to wrap it up. So
yeah.
What we'll be doing is we'll announce next week what the game is for the following week.
Yeah.
So next Wednesday when we do our E3 episode, we'll tell you what game we're going to be playing, not that week but the week after.
Mm-hmm.
Give people some time to kind of do it, because they'll probably do what I do, and I listen to podcasts like a week late. So
yeah.
And I've noticed our numbers usually jump up on the episode, usually the week after. So
it's also we have shit we like to do on weekends.
But I haven't had a free weekend so long.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I'm going to go to the bar. So.
Actually,
we're going to go to Costa Azul.
Oh, yeah, we're going to eat some.
Yeah, get some dinner, yeah.
I'm going to say new releases, but fuck all. There's nothing coming out next week because it's E3 week.
Max Payne comes out on the 2nd.
Max Payne comes out this Friday on PC, which I'll be picking up with you.
Yeah, it was supposed to be out today, but it got pushed back to the first or second, whichever.
So. And I guess, Vic, you were thinking about maybe picking up Dragon's Dogma, so we can talk a little bit about it.
I think I'm going to get it...
after payday or something?
I'm paid.
Oh, okay.
Excellent. So, I think I actually... I don't know, where should I get it? Does anyone have a special release for that you've heard of?
Nah, we'll talk about it later.
Okay, cool.
So I think that's pretty much our show, right?
Yeah.
Oh, shout-outs.
Shout-outs,
shout-outs.
Yeah. We got BMFcast.com, Bad Movie Fiends. We also have TheCarouselPodcast.com with our friend John and Scott and Joey and Lauren. We also have NoQuarters.net with Mackie and the Beige and Harlow and Chuck, same guys from BMF. You have Dynamic Soundtrack. You have the Four Log of the Gaming, Four Log.
Yeah, Four Log PC.
We have ExtraPlay.info. Which hosts our show, as well as many others. We have Friends of the Tiltcast, Super Friends. We have the Cousin Cast, the Real Canadian Tiltsman. And, of course, Elseworlds Podcast, the new comics only. We had the Jesus on the show a few episodes back, so listen to them. They're pretty damn funny. And then last but not least, we have TVGP.TV. They do good things. So I think that fucking wraps it up.
Yeah,
it does. Make sure to like Tiltcast on Facebook.
There you go. Thank you, Victor.
So we'll reach 100,
and we will eat cinnamon spoonfuls.
Yep.
Yeah.
And you will get to see it.
Yeah, we're going
to record it. And then we're going to also...
And it has to be done by Wednesday.
Oh, okay.
Because wouldn't we be doing it?
Yeah, we'll
this
do
coming
it.
Wednesday?
We'll do it on Wednesday. Yeah, so get on as soon as you can.
Man, we have so much we'd have to do that day. I don't know. We'll do it that week.
Yeah, that week. It'll go up. But
because I have to arrange for somebody the video camera and all that shit.
Yeah.
And if you're a Diablo fan, jump on the Tiltcast page and request us to let you in, and we will do it.
Yeah, another reason to like Tiltcast on Facebook. Also, don't forget Twitter, twitter.com/Tiltcast, and of course, Tiltcast.com. Please listen to us on Stitcher. That will help us out in the long run because, hey, that will provide us with funds. So, and it's also really easy to download on your Android or iPad or anything else. Relevant mobile devices. Also, iTunes. iTunes.com. Search Tiltcast. Rate us, review us, hate us, don't hate us, subscribe, whatever. We're getting the fuck out of here.
Yep. See you later.
Night.